getting a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly
people.
Everybody
loves Donna Bike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Dr. Rob.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, kids. Who's the only guy who can cure Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, he just has to follow my five-point plan. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. FM Friday and all the ships at sea. Hey, just ask Rush Limbaugh. Their show sounds better than ever. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Tuesday. October 9th. Here's your phone numbers today. 877-365-3636. That's the national number. Being as we're in New York, call 877-692-1027.
All right.
Are those the two numbers today? 877-365-3636. Or call 877-692-1027.
How's your throat today?
What? No, actually, I did want to announce that I am doing the show with one ear tied behind my back today.
Very good. Good for you.
Hey!
This is Night Ninja.
God. We did it yesterday, but it's different today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, say what you will, it's just a little weirder today. Now that it's all over the papers.
You know what? What did I read that they said? I did my show and I couldn't hear one caller.
Yeah, took two calls, couldn't hear either one of them.
Couldn't hear either one. That's fine. I do a show with these guys for 4 hours every day, and my hearing is perfect. I choose not to listen to our callers.
Good move. Can't go.
Yeah, he didn't say whether he couldn't or whether he chose not to.
Telling you.
Die. At least they didn't print any quotes in the Washington Post attributed to me.
Good.
Yesterday, we got done with the show, right? We spent, like, the last hour of the show.
Right. I mean, because it was new to us, and, you know, we reacted spontaneously.
You know, with all the, hello, the EIB network.
You know, for those of you that may think that's cold and crass, you got to be in the business and listen to this guy for 13 years just getting on there and talking about, you know, how he's a gift to the industry.
I'm
it's
here.
A little different perspective.
We talent are loaned from God.
Precisely.
However, my ears are not under warranty. Hello? Yes, Simba.
So, I mean, we got done doing that for like the last hour of the show yesterday, and we're on our way to the train station. Our thanks to Amtrak again for sending us up to New York.
Yeah, very nice trip yesterday.
The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-US-RAIL. We're on the way to the train station. My cell phone rings, and it's Frank Ahearns from the Washington Post.
Yeah, who's, I guess, working out, playing out the string in his tenure as the radio reporter.
Yeah, and he wants a quote. About Doug Nimdahl.
Right, interesting.
And it's obvious that he had not heard our show.
Right. He had not heard the irreverent way that we had handled Rush's dilemma.
Get it? He had not heard the show. Hello. Na-na.
So what did he say to you?
So he said, first of all, he's such a dope. He said, I understand that you have suffered hearing loss, major hearing loss from running your headphones so loud.
No, we have discussed headphone levels. We have discussed that. Have we ever said anything remotely close to that?
I said to him, I said, everything.
I turned mine down today, incidentally.
I said, everything on this show, medical, has been up front.
What, Don?
What? Tell me, Mike.
That's true. A lot of medical stuff.
No. I said, no, listen, everything. My kidney. I said, hell, I talk about my athlete's foot on the air. Everything.
Right.
I've had never, God forbid, you know, knock on wood, had a hearing problem. So then he said, how do you think the broadcasting industry will react to this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm thinking about the show we just got done doing.
Yeah, how irreverent we were.
That I bet most people are, you know, most disc jockeys are going to come on today with the ta-da.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, right. What?
Love that.
So, I don't know. Give him some BS quote. And really, this I do mean. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
No, absolutely.
But, you know.
It's the business. And, you know, and I think it's his persona in the business. I think that's why when you, you know, it would probably be the same, you know, with disc jockeys if anything happens. I mean, we are the bottom feeders, and we will always feel that way, and that's just the way it is.
Hey, listen, if it had to happen to anybody, he's a good one to have it.
Well, I think he had a signing bonus, didn't he?
$250 million.
Right, he's fine.
Or roughly 500 million hearing aid batteries.
There you go. Absolutely. Way to go.
Oh, here we go.
All right, someone's going to tell us we're being insensitive.
Oh, no.
Right.
What? All right, yeah, let's take this call. Let's go with this. What the hell? Hello, hey, John.
Yeah.
John, hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's the way everybody laughs at that, too. Everybody laughs at that. Everybody kind of goes, oh, God, nervous.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, when you guys covered the Trade Center bombing, I certainly applaud you because I think you did a
thank
wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Except,
thank you. Thank
except
you very
for this,
much.
It just seems a bit tasteless.
Let me tell you something.
You guys
seriously
got a little more creativity.
Hey, John. No, unfortunately, we're not that creative. And I want to tell you something. It is an insult to the people who were killed in the World Trade Center to compare Rush Limbaugh losing his hearing to 6,000 people dying. I mean,
so you have such personal hostility towards Rush Limbaugh that you would wish. That you would wish him...
No, we don't wish that on anybody.
I don't wish it on anybody, but if it has to happen to anybody, you know, if it happens to be the guy who's in the time slot against us, well, you know, it's God's will.
All right, well, I just wanted to voice my opinion do a lot of good stuff. I think this was on the tasteless.
But wait a minute, hold on. When I first said, "Dado," you laughed.
It's kind of impossible not to.
You laughed. Come on. And if the guy wasn't such a pompous ass, like with all this crap, like, you know, I am here delivering the truth.
Well,
every
he
day.
Also said yesterday.
I mean, I really don't know all that much about him other than he's extremely.
Well, let me give you his quote. Yesterday's quote was, even without taking calls, his show will still be 99% better than anything else out there. So he's still.
I guess he's pompous.
Yeah, he's still got the pomposity. And,
And
with the pomposity comes the irreverence for his current situation.
We
said that before. We would not wish that on anybody, and that's
all
the
right.
truth.
Well,
hello.
I guess I understand you a little better.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Thank you.
Roll
okay,
with it.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being
hello.
Able to listen.
Hello.
God damn. Hello, Darish? How do you say this name from New Jersey? Darish?
Dearage.
Dearage.
Is that like steerage?
Yes.
Hi, Dearage.
I've got a quick question. I'm from the D.C. area. I live here now, and I may be about to move to L.A., but a big factor in that is I want to know if you guys are going to be on the air there anytime soon.
Don't move. Were you from New Jersey?
Well, I live here now, yeah.
Yeah, stay here.
You know, it is a shame because I was saying to somebody just the other day that L.A. is my lady.
L.A. is my lady.
There's a great time slot you could take away from this one show on 97.1 out there.
Yeah, I know. That station is a train wreck, but we've all got problems getting on that station. Stay where you are, sir.
Okay.
Stay where the food is. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you for the call. Sure. Appreciate it. Let's go to, who is this? Ron. Ron in Maryland. Hi, Ron. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing. We're doing great.
You know, at first I was thinking when I first heard it, I was like, wow, you guys are really cruddy, man. But then, you know, in the spirit that it's intended. I mean, everybody that listens to you guys, they know you guys. I mean, you know, they know it's not malicious in any way. And everybody that knows Rush Limbaugh, I mean, you know, what can you say?
Right.
I just don't see what the big deal is. I mean,
you know, really, I was looking at the paper today, and frankly, I don't understand why it's as big a story as it is. You know, I think it's getting more play with what's going on right now, with what's happening in the world. I'm like, you know, there are a lot more significant things going on.
And listen,
right now.
Am I the only one that's maybe deviant enough to think that perhaps it's a ratings ploy?
No.
Yes.
I am sorry, and you can call me like an evil-minded, the most cynical person.
You're evil-minded.
I seriously thought that the first time I heard it because of his whole rap. I mean, you and I know his history, that he's a disc jockey. He's not a legendary political figure.
I've got it. I'm going to announce I'm deaf.
You know, and then here's the deal. If within the month or the next 3 months,
miraculous recovery, okay.
You remember you heard it here first.
Right. I'm well. God wants me doing this show now.
This is incredible. I believe God has spoken to me, given me back my hearing. If that happens, you know, I would not put it past the guy.
Hey, look, just let me say, look, I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
I don't think that's an evil thought, incidentally. I think it's a normal, practical thought if you work in this business.
Buzz and Robbie and everybody, I just love you guys. I'll be listening, but you guys kill me, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Get out of here. Hey, hello, it's not like he's lost his taste buds.
Andrew in New Jersey. Hello.
Sadly, no.
Hello. Andrew. Oops, hi. There he is. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Hey, dude.
Hey. As a tribute to Rush, maybe we should have a moment of silence.
Well, he couldn't hear it.
Get it? That was the joke. Just writing a note that we did.
Okay. Oh, no, I get it.
Yes, now you
do. Joke.
Didn't you hear that caller, Don?
The joke.
I get it. What are you, okay.
I done the jokes. Stop it.
I get it.
I get jokes. Okay, listen, more of your phone calls coming up. I do want to announce tomorrow night, the Dynamite Gutter Balls, we're making our world premiere.
Boy, am I excited about this.
Star Bowlington. We're going to be at Woodhaven Lanes in Queens tomorrow night at 7:30.
Right.
That's when we're going to take on the Queens. What's the name of the team?
Aggravation, Don. It's the Aggravation. The Queens Aggravation, which I said might have been referred to when Queen Elizabeth got that time of the month.
Mm-hmm. Don't. You got a period.
It's the Queens Aggravation.
The Queen is bloody. Do you have blood in your underpants?
Hello, I'm the Queen and I have my aggravation.
What? This is Rush Limbaugh. What? I'm sorry, I can't get off that. So listen, we're playing bowling tomorrow night. We're doing the Dynamite Gutter Balls thing. And today on the show, as a matter of fact, every day this week, we are giving away a vacation for two to Iceland.
Ooh.
Courtesy of Iceland Air. Wow. Now, we're going to write a story today. So all you guys get out a pencil and a piece of paper.
Are we starting the story now?
Yes, we are.
All right, here we go.
So everybody, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and you guys listening on your home radios, everybody
Rob,
now.
I have a writing utensil, please?
Yes, a ballpoint pen.
Would you give Mike a pen, please?
Can I have some piece of paper right up?
Now, what we do is we write a story during the show, and every once in a while, at some point during the show, we'll just stop what we're doing and we'll add a word at a time to the story.
All right.
At the end of the show, we'll ask you to call in, be the 100th caller. If you can read the story back to us in totality, you will win the vacation to Iceland. Now, here is the basis for today's story.
All right.
And Rob, as I told you before, I'm disappointed in you that you scour the newspapers for the great news stories and you didn't bring this to my attention.
You know, I didn't get to the New York papers today, and they always lead with good stuff like this.
This is from the Sunday New York Post.
Okay.
The headline says, Der Führer was also a queen.
Really?
By William Gortia. Adolf Hitler was gay.
This is the front page. This is in the New York Post.
Adolf Hitler was gay. That's the theory of a German historian who claims that Hitler had a long history of homosexual relationships, including a crush on his propaganda minister, Rudolf Hess.
Well, the thing is, you know that salute that they always see on Discovery, you know, with the arms extended? What they don't, they always pull off that tape before the wrist drops. So it's always...
Carl Ditger. Carl Ditger. So the Nazi dictator's propensity for male prostitutes was recorded in Austrian police files in the 1920s, according to Hitler's Secret, The Double Life of a Dictator. Rudolf Hess and Adolf Hitler became lovers while the two were imprisoned in jail, where Hitler wrote Mein Kampf.
Oh, man.
He also lived for 4 months with August Kubizek in a known homosexual area
area of Vienna, sharing clothes of romantic fashion. Let me see. This guy found, a professor found letters written by one of Hitler's boyfriends that claims the
one of Hitler's boyfriend. That alone sounds funny.
That claims the nature of their relationship. In one letter, Kubiak recalls Hitler greeted him with a kiss.
Open mouth?
And led me away to where he lived. Documents also point to an affair between Hitler and fellow soldier Ernest Schmidt in World War I.
Oh, Herr Schmidt.
Soldiers spoke of Hitler and his male horse Schmidt.
Hello, Herr Schmidt. I've been waiting for you to take you.
And out of disgust, one time, the other soldiers smeared the future Führer's genitals with black shoe polish.
There we go. Pin him down and smear his genitals with lots of shoe polish.
That you're a catcher.
That's kind of, well, he's got to be the catcher. Okay. Although, you know, he's a powerful man.
Yeah, I think he's a control freak. Probably a pitcher.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty gay also. I mean, if you find out that Hitler's gay, what do? You get all your Nazis together and go, hey, I got an idea. Let's pull down his pants and massage his genitals with shoe polish.
Well, you know, during World War II, every time he would conquer a country, wouldn't he break into some little gay dance?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the basis for today's story. And here's the first line of your story, everybody. This is what you want to write down now and keep with you during today's show, and we will add one word at a time. The first line of the story is, Adolf Hitler was so gay, he... dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Eat my luger, dot, dot, dot. Adolf Hitler was so gay... Okay, that's better music. Adolf Hitler was so gay, he... dot, dot, dot.
Very good.
That's the first line. Everybody got it?
Very good, yes.
Okay, let's go with three or four words here as we add on to the story. An advantageous time for you, the home listener, because now...
Yes.
You're in at the beginning. We're not going to repeat these words. And I'm going to start with the word sucked. S-U-C-K-E-D. Adolf Hitler was so gay, he sucked. Who wants to take the next word?
I will.
How about Buzz?
I will. On.
Mike, you want to go next? You want Robbie to go next?
I'll go next.
Yeah.
Many.
And we go to Rob for the fourth word.
Blonde.
Blonde. Okay. So, again, now's a good time that you're listening to the show because you have the beginning of our story today. And we will have to be read back verbatim when we ask for calls.
Very good.
Adolf Hitler was so gay, he sucked on many blonde.
That's it. That's what it is so far.
And we'll continue to write the show write the story, rather, as the show continues. Write it down to follow along. It'll be a great novel.
Look for lots of adjectives.
By the end of the show, not only will you have a chance to win a trip to Iceland, but you'll have a great story to gather the family around
sure.
And read back to them tonight. Although, I don't know if we're going to be able to write one as good as what was in the New York Post.
That is pretty damn funny.
Jesus Christ.
Herr Schmidt, I'm mating for you. Mit meinen open mouth keys.
I cannot believe that they smeared my genitals with shoe polish.
Don't fret, Adolf. It's going to be fine. Come here and let me manually stimulate you.
This is awful. Next they're going to tell me Rush Limbaugh has gone deaf.
Yeah, that's right, mein Führer. Ooh, you are just such a manly man.
Okay, so that's the end. That's the story today. That's what you want to write today. Listen, about our trip up here yesterday, don't have anything exciting to tell you about our adventure to New York, except
we discovered a new game, though. I think it's significant. We discovered M&M poker.
Yeah, we played poker with M&M's.
And I think that's going to be the... you didn't like M&M poker, did you?
No, I like playing with money.
I thought M&M poker was, you know, because immediately you can gorge yourself on your winnings.
I like playing with money. What pissed me off coming up here was you keep seeing...
I didn't do anything to piss you off this time.
No, not you. Not at least
was
you.
Was I a dreamy driver?
You drove very safely.
Except when we were getting out of town that first, and I thought really that you'd been caught by the light. And so I did this...
Oh, by the exit. spastic.
And I wasn't even looking at my rearview mirror, and I just did this spastic turn towards the gas station through the light. And then I look, and there you are, right in back of me. So I sort of veered right back on there. And I noticed you had a little chuckle when I was doing that spazzo move.
Yeah,
there.
I gave you a wave. Yeah, it's okay. No, nothing towards you. You're a great traveling
companion. I didn't exceed 40 miles an hour on that trip.
No, all the local sale, all of the local safety stuff, they were everything was followed.
That is correct.
So the T, we get to the train station, and you keep reading and you keep hearing on TV about heightened security.
Right.
That, you know, America under attack. This is going to be the time you better get ready for a delay. Get ready to have your ID checked. They're going to look at your bags.
Right.
Even on Amtrak. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen.
A little disconcerting, frankly.
I am not proud to tell you that when I arrived at Union Station in D.C.
Yes.
Once again, I took the elevator from the parking garage.
Right.
And went directly down the secret employee-only way that the guy showed us a couple of weeks ago, Rob.
Excellent. Yeah. I wish I could have remembered how to do it.
I walked right, there was no security at all, walked right out to the tracks.
Wow.
I'm right out of the tracks. But unfortunately, Lisa, who was with me, we are so dumb, we couldn't figure out which train we were taking.
Right.
So we had to enter the station from the track area and come back out with everybody else that was waiting to be processed.
Very weird. I was saying to you that probably if you'd hung a left turn and tried to board, they might have given you a hard time because they board the trains at a certain time. But you're able to get right out there, and disturbing, man. Nobody. I'd like to see them tighten that up a little bit.
Now, we did have strolling security. Did you see the guy that looked just like Chief Wiggum from The Simpsons?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Excuse me, Mr. Jackass.
And then a couple I saw, you know, an armed police officer on the train.
Hey, how about the guy that was our waiter on the train?
First of all, you said that so loudly, and he's standing next to me. I almost died.
This guy, Jiminy Glick. I mean, he looked exactly like Jiminy Glick.
Wow.
Tom Hanks. You're Super. How did you do that, Tom Hanks? Tell us about it right now. Would you like some mixed nuts that have been warmed in the microwave?
What does a Mike O'Mara want for dinner?
It was funny. It really was.
So no complaints. Just, you know, Amtrak, come on. I agree. That's the second time in a row I've taken this sneaky way around. And, of course, I am the all-American boy. Who's going to stop me? But perhaps.
I think today, maybe. I think a lot of stuff is going into effect today.
Especially here in New York.
National Guard. To be at the train station.
Railroads were told yesterday to tighten up security. So.
Let's go to Gabe in Queens. Gabe, hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi, Gabe.
Hey, I just called because I wanted to say hi to Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz, you're the man.
Well, thank you.
That was cool. It wasn't cool like when the World Trade Center got bombed.
Of course not.
That's a very brave statement there. Yes, it was not cool.
You're right.
It was cool, though, when that weekend Buzz was on by himself for like 2 hours with no commercials.
You liked the Buzz show when he did a good job.
Yeah, and then yesterday.
The two-girl show, Jesus Christ.
I can wear a news hat, I can wear a party hat.
Isn't that great? He can deliver all that information, and then, in moments, he can have, like, a gummy bear sticking out of his
head. You hear that thing, Rob? You hear how hollow that phone thing sounds there?
I was looking at the sounds. I'm going to go see my friend Pete Johnson.
Oh, Peter Johnson.
I already shook Pete Johnson's hand coming up here.
Hey, Gabe, thank you, my friend.
Okay, I was just wondering, would it be possible to get an autographed picture of Buzz?
Yeah, hold on. Cameron will tell you how to get one.
Do we have both the nudes and the ones with clothes?
Yeah, he didn't say what you wanted, so okay. I'll send both.
Send you just a picture of Buzz's genitals.
You ever see the cover of Easy Rider magazine, the way those are? That's Buzz's pose, naked, next to a bike.
Uh-huh. Why don't you autograph that copy of High Times with you on the cover? With your genitals covered with shoe polish.
That picture's so old, though, with the afro and everything.
And a lot of people don't realize that, the initial Playgirl, not Playgirl, was Cosmopolitan when Burt Reynolds posed.
Right. Yeah.
It was the month after that Buzz posed.
That I'm proud of.
Hello, Jay. Jay, hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey, the phone seems better. Thank you, Pete, whatever you did. Jay, from Seattle. Hi, Jay.
Hey, I had to cut you guys off early yesterday.
No, I bet you're used to hearing the show, and we used to run way late. The show now ends at about 10 minutes until the hour.
No, they cut you off at 22.
At 22?
What the hell are they doing that for?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Pissing me off, though.
Well, I'm going to have to wait for more confirmation from Seattle to find out if that's true or not.
Hi, Pete.
Let's stop for a moment and say hello to a guy who used to be on the show all the time, but now refuses to join us. Here is Peter Johnson. Hi, Pete.
Hi.
Hey, Pete, how you feel about Rush Limbaugh going deaf?
I don't know. It's hard to understand that.
Yeah. There you go. That's the insight that we love from Pete Johnson. Let me take a phone call here, Pete. You want to put some headphones on so you can hear what I'm hearing?
Not really.
Not really. What do you think the problem might be? I'm getting all kinds of...
I think he knows what the problem is. Could you hand that to Pete? Pete, what do you think the problem is with that board?
What do you think it is, Pete?
This board has DNA in it.
I suspected that.
Pete Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. There he is right here.
He's back.
Thank you, Peter.
Pete Johnson.
Here's Peter. You can't resist, can you? Are you taking pen to paper?
Yes, I am.
I knew you couldn't. You just couldn't stay away.
I can't help it. Pete, really, what do you think the problem might be?
It might be the sends on here. Is this where you bring up your gizmo there?
No. My gizmo comes up here on this one right here.
Okay, let's see. Make sure. We don't want that. Keep this down low.
How do you feel about me bitching all the time about the equipment in here?
You have to delete that out.
You have to delete that out. You want to read that one again, please?
Shut up, ass wipe.
Yeah. Whoop. Pete said a-hole. I wrote ass wipe, and he said a-hole.
Well, hey, Pete, did you install that gizmo?
My gizmo has hair on it.
Hey, I think he's officially back, everybody. He's back to being our buddy. Radio's Peter Johnson. Well, let me take a phone call here, Pete, and you tell me what you think the deal might be. Let's go to, who is this? Dan? Dan, Don and Mike show. Hello, hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
How are we doing? Great.
Just want to know Rob A's whole take on the Adolf Hitler's gay story.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, Rob.
What are you going to believe? A newspaper, a Johnny Come Lately newspaper, or a mostly successful military campaign?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Lock him up.
Now you know.
Lock him up.
Now you
thank
know.
Thank you. Hey, Pete, the phone seem okay now. Thank you. Peter Johnson. Thank you. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How
hey,
you doing?
Hi, Rich.
You got to play some more Pete Johnson calls, man. You got to do some more Pete Johnson calls.
Well, you know what, Pete? I will tell you, I agree with this audience. I think that this audience is simply clamoring for you
Pete,
know...
Pete, do you hear this?
A Pete Johnson
are you
segment.
Talking about when we had Pete Makes the Call for you?
Absolutely.
We loved it when Pete would call people and tell them about the problem. Pete, would you rethink your position of joining us on the show?
No, he's shaking his head. No,
they want you, Pete. They love you.
He was nice enough to read the cards we gave him.
Listen, okay. One step at a time with Pete.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tony. Rich, I'm sorry. That was Rich. I'm sorry. Here is Tony. Tony. Hey, Tony. Are you there?
What's up, guys?
Hi, Tony.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to comment Buzz for a few weeks ago. I think he did an excellent job.
Wow.
And
all of this love for Buzz. Listen to this.
After all this time.
Yeah, let me tell you. And you know what? I got a question for him.
All right, I'll try.
If he has a rough estimate, a number in his head, how much tail he must have had in his entire life with that voice and the way he
looks.
Takes care of,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm very.
Before,
I just
but,
you said lost, that out loud.
I lost.
I think
head.
Buzz has taken the sex quiz, actually. Buzz, what was your number of sexual partners?
I think my answer was above 50.
I'd come
50
on.
Or more.
Please.
Above
50 when we work together in Chicago.
I think
maybe.
At okay. some point it might be necessary for us to retake the sex quiz. I think that we took it a long time ago and there might have been a few inhibitions. And I know since that taking of the quiz, I know I've altered some of my lifestyles.
All the anal questions, I know.
No, just I've seen a lot of Broadway shows.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, on the Long Island Expressway. Mike, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you, Mike.
I'm so glad you're on at this time of day. It's just wonderful to be able to listen to you guys. Excellent show.
Thank you. You know, Rush Limbaugh can't listen, though.
I know that today's show is going to be Don and Mike and Adolf, that Adolf Hitler is going to be a big part of your show today.
He is because he's gay.
Yes, he is. And listen to this. He only had one testicle.
Rob, we've heard that, right? That Hitler had one ball?
I've got the other one.
There was a book written in about 1971 by a Russian because they always said that his remains were probably spirited away by the Russians as soon as they invaded Germany. And they did this autopsy, and there was a lot of proof that he only had one ball.
That's right.
And yes, Rob has the other one. You know how that guy has Mark McGuire's 70th home run ball under glass?
Right.
Rob has Hitler's other testicle in one of those baseball holder things. Yeah,
I heard it's a fraud, though. I heard he got it off a cat.
Does he hang it on his Christmas tree every year?
I have it in my left ear as an earring, actually.
Hey, that looks good.
It's a fob.
You get it from a vet.
Hitler's ball.
Come to my hate hall of fame
Rob
and
has,
see Hitler's ball.
Rob has Hitler's ball.
Hall. Hall of Hate.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Rush Limbaugh went to town riding on a jackass, stuck a feather in his cap and said, talent unknown from God.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Variation on the winning joke on Make Us Laugh last week.
The Helen Keller joke.
That's right.
That's okay. That's okay. This is Rush Limbaugh. I let it roll off my back. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, Christ, the guy's going to have a huge audience today. Who's not going to want to turn that show on today just to hear the deaf
Rush
Limbaugh?
People that didn't hear it yesterday, you know, are going to want to, you know, log in and find out what's going on. And, you know, I just can't get it out of my head what you said before.
Get
about the
rating. Ploy.
Ratings, yeah. Ploy.
Everyone will be listening except Rush.
Then, you know, in a month or now, you know, if it happens like a month or two from now, the big announcement.
Scam.
No.
Well, I understand that there's a couple of disc jockeys are now on the midday shot against me. I'm going to have to do something big, something gigantic. I'm going to announce.
Well, faking my own death, no, I wouldn't be able to do the show.
How about
major malady? A major deafness.
Listen, get a pad, write this down now. Rush Limbaugh goes deaf.
Fantastic idea, high-fiving his staff. That's brilliant. Promote the man that came up with that idea, ladies and gentlemen. That's just so sharp. You know, I know it's an evil thought, but you just got to take it into consideration.
I thought I want to. Am I on? He's probably up there having a big plate of eggs this morning. Living.
Right.
And they're coming in going, Rush, you're on the front page of USA Today.
Yes, all the major networks. It was a brilliant ploy. Brilliant point.
Or, you know, here's something even more evil. I don't know if I'm going to be struck dead, you know. But let me tell you right now. What about, maybe there is something there, like a little bit.
Me tweaking it up.
But, you know, not even remotely close.
I want to tell you something, my close staff members. I can hear everything you're saying. I could hear, I've got Superman-like hearing. But if you ask my doctor, there is a small malady in one of my ears. I'm going to play this to the hilt.
That's awful.
There is a piece of
it's the business, though, isn't it? It really is the business.
Unfortunately, there is a piece of prime rib lodged in my left ear.
That's correct, and I will take this and make it my own. It will be the story, the radio story of the decade. I've noticed the ratings in some of the markets have been slipping, ladies and gentlemen. I've decided to make this my cause. Shortly before Christmas time, I will announce a miraculous recovery.
A Christmas miracle.
It will be terrific. That will be my scam.
That will save me in the fall ratings, and I will continue to make my $250
million.
Wow. You know, for anybody that sees them, ought to just try to, you know, walk up and back on, Rush! You know, just see if he, you know,
test turns
around.
They should do that thing like when, they do this to cops all the time. Like when a cop claims that he pulled his back, you know, doing right. His job.
Yeah, they get the videotape.
And they go over and, like, get a videotape of the cop outside chopping wood or something.
Hey, you just get a videotape of him having a casual conversation. You know, laughing, going, of course, he, you know, if he learns to lip read.
He could be at a listening station at the Virgin Megastore.
There he is. Caught on tape, Rush Limbaugh.
Get him! Die! Do you have the new J-D-D-D?
You know, it's funny when you do that, I'm thinking maybe, you know, we ought to hear a little more of that. If he really is...
Deaf.
There ought to be some issue, but I guess not. I guess if you've...
I'm deaf.
If you've recently lost it, you can still speak.
I'm right. Speaking. Can't you hear me?
You're doing a sketch.
No, I'm not. This is not Limbaugh. Hey, look, I'm on your front page of USA Today.
Brilliant idea. High fives for the whole staff. This is great. I'd say April. Let's go to April with it.
Now, Rush, really, we think this fake deafness has a shelf life of maybe 3 months.
We've talked
to some of the top radio consultants.
All right, I'm going to go with you. 3 months, I'll announce the recovery.
And we think, Rush, the 2 weeks before Christmas would be a beautiful time for you to start getting your hearing back.
Christmas miracle.
You know, God, it's horrible. My evil mind is going.
Hello!
I'm thinking right now, what about he does this deal where he, you know, it goes to a certain extent, but just enough where he's able to hear callers.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to be super cynical.
I'm deaf, but I can hear your phone callers.
Well, it's one of the brilliant ideas, ladies and gentlemen, as my ratings were slipping, I decided to come up with this scam, and you might think us cruel to be speculating as to this, but we know radio.
Maybe his wife will come up with a miraculous new therapy. And you can get it too and save my hearing.
Buy one of my wife's neckties. Hey, I just heard from Dr. Laura. She has vaginitis.
I will tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, just question everything you hear. Okay? All is not always what it seems to be, especially when there's not a lot of information coming through regarding the cause.
Russ Limbaugh here. Sean Hannity has hemorrhoids.
How is it everybody on WABC gets sick? Everybody comes down with their own different malady.
Yeah, my ratings are skyrocketing.
And you know what? Hey, hold on. Listen, isn't this serious that something really is wrong with, like, Paul Harvey's vocal cords?
Yes. Well, yeah. You know what that is? That's the fact that he's 115 okay. years old.
All right, no. I am not throwing anything on that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, he's got a degenerative thing, I think, because he's 90.
Rush Limbaugh didn't sit back at some point and go, hey, wow, look at this.
Yep.
I want to tell you something. That old coot gets on every day.
Right.
No one cares about anything he's saying. He loses his voice, and suddenly he's on top of the pack. I've got to do something to regain my momentum.
It is, the more I think about it. The fact, listen to the statement he makes.
This never goes out of this room.
All right, now someone will ask me, what is the cause? If I reveal that, then they might be able to do some investigating to find out the timetables and stuff. If I say I'm going to keep that to myself. This is so true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to wonder.
That's it is.
Right.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Kimball. Doug, it's a Christmas miracle.
I can hear.
Yeah.
I have been restored by God.
And just watch. Monitor it carefully. And, question what you read and hear.
I cannot tell you why I am deaf.
Yeah. I can't reveal that.
Secret.
I'm not going to let you know, because if I did that, well, then you'd know. Right? Coinky dink? I don't think so.
Thank you. Good Limbaugh with you.
Just wait and see.
He admits he was lying about his voice for a while, so...
Yes, I'm lying about my voice.
I'm not saying that it might not be true, and if it is, we are all going straight to hell. But I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, if it is not true... Just withhold the sympathy cards for now.
Howard Stern had just announced he had a club foot.
What would our maladies be if we...
with us, it's...
Yeah, with us, we really don't have to go too far to find real ones.
Heart attack. Don and Mike have suffered fatal heart attacks, but we are
You're hitting
here,
close to home with that one.
We are here doing the show anyway.
We both passed away, but we're still going to be doing the show.
Hello there. We got a break. Hey, Mutt. Mutt in D.C. Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Mutt. Hey, what's going on, y'all radio pimps?
Hey, Mutt.
Yeah, man, and I tell that dude Buzz, man, he is a true playboy like you, Hefner. I heard him up on the radio yesterday.
Listen to this, Buzz.
You know, it seems to me that Buzz endeared himself to legions of fans.
Even the colors are liking you now, Buzz.
With
wow.
his sex show yesterday. That's what pushed Buzz over the top.
Yeah, Buzz was doing his thing. But
yeah.
Look, man, y'all up in Queens doing a Twinkle Soul approach up on the alleys. What's up with the brothers around the nation's capital? We do that bowling thing too, right?
Now listen, hold on. Hey, Lisa, come here. Would you come here for a second, please? Yeah.
Danita, come here, Dane. Come to the studio.
We have, I think every other week.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I think every other week we're going to be bowling either in New York or D.C., right?
Yeah, every week.
Oh,
so every other
I mean.
Week here, every other week at home. He wants to bowl us. He just gives me his information.
Yeah, hold on. We'll bowl you.
By the end of this.
All right. There you go.
By the end of this season, we're going to be great.
We're
going to be killer.
What do you mean at the end?
Yeah, we're starting
now. Yeah, wait until tomorrow night, till we go to Woodhaven Lanes in Queens.
Okay, cocky boys.
Just wait. No,
you guys play the whole sport thing, both of you two. You play it a lot differently than I do.
No, Mike, you gotta be pompous. You got to predict victory.
Not the way I do it.
No, but predict. Well, that's why you're a Red Sox fan.
That's why I win a lot of golf matches. You go in... diminished expectations. When it comes to sports, you go in. No. Unless you can handle walking out with a tail between our legs.
No problem.
I don't know. I haven't seen this aggravation team. I like to scope them out. Now, if we win, then we start getting, then we start cackling.
And if we lose, we say we're deaf.
No, if we lose, we don't tell anybody.
Hey, we lost last night. We're deaf. Hello.
Clarabelle is going to call 1-800-877-365-3636. 877-692-1027. Be the 100th caller right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
It's almost worse this way, just hearing it.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Ray, we'll get a caller 100 here in Luna Momento. Hey, Lisa, would you click back on that instant feedback? With some funny stuff that people were emailing us today at WNEW.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. What?
Why?
Is somebody there? Hello?
At the New Jersey State Prison. What? He refuses call, hang up.
Oh. I think it's a call from prison.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Do not use three-way or call waiting features, or you will be disconnected.
How can this be? A call 100 from a prison.
Or monitored. For further information on terms and conditions, including billing and payment, binding arbitration, and limitation of liability.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
1-888-288-4099.
Try hitting 1.
To hear the rates for this call, dial 2 after the tone. To accept this call, dial 1 after the tone.
After.
Please make
How did you know that, Rob?
I had a friend who went to prison once.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Deal.
Hey, listen, you're the 100th caller.
100th caller?
Did you mean to call our radio show?
Yes.
Are you calling from the joint?
Yeah.
All right.
This is.
Hey, I need some stuff from the internet, man.
I want to tell you something. We have 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 phone lines.
And this is a legitimate call 100 that's calling us from what prison are you calling from?
New Jersey State Prison.
Wow. New Jersey State Prison. What's your name, my man?
C.
C-Lo. C-Lo.
Is it Rahway?
Yes.
Hey, what are you in?
Trenton, man.
What Trenton, are you, all right.
What are you in?
Prisoner.
What are you in for?
What am I in for?
Yeah.
A lot of things with the pigs, man.
Oh, with the peas?
Yeah.
You kill anybody?
Shootout.
A shootout?
A shootout.
Wow. Probably self-defense.
What security level are you?
Max.
You're in maximum security?
Max security.
That's kind of probably why they have all that stuff on the phone.
Okay, let's see. What can I give you?
I think it ought to be based on how long he's in for, Don.
Yeah, don't give him a trip.
How long are you in for?
Got about another 26 to go.
26 months or years?
26 years.
26 years. 26 years. Did you kill somebody?
Nah, shoot out with the police. Police Department, Englewood Police Department, Fort Lee Police Department, Bergen County Sheriff Offices.
How long have you been in?
And that sheriff officer right now, that's the cone guy, he kissed my ass.
Oh, my God. We got to go.
Wow. So you're in for quite a while.
Yeah.
Listen, I have to know. I'll let you win a prize as long as you didn't kill anybody. Did you kill anybody?
Nah.
You promise?
Yeah,
you
promise. My man right here did, though.
You can believe him.
You got a guy there with you that killed somebody?
Yeah, speak up.
What, your cellmate?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Listen, did the guy who called in for the contest, did he kill anybody?
Contest?
Yeah, he's on a radio show with a contest right now.
Well, I'm saying, what do we win?
Well, hold on. I'm not going to give you a prize if you kill somebody.
Is that, what's the difference if we kill somebody or not?
Is that your bitch?
My what?
Is that your bitch?
Are you a fag?
No, I'm saying, what's the sole point about if you murder somebody or not?
Now, you know, we got the standards on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, you got standards, so if you got a murder charge, you don't win?
No, he's paying his debt to society. It's like he's made a deal with the Department of
Justice. Rob, we have standards on this show.
Listen, I don't want to give a prize to some guy who killed somebody. Did the guy who's calling, did you kill somebody?
Why not? He won it. If a person win a prize, it ain't got nothing to do with him killing somebody.
Let me say right now, I'm going to speak to the advertisers.
Mm-hmm. I would like to
Would you like to know more about the demographic of the type of person who listens to the Don and Mike Show?
What type of audience are you trying to reach?
Here you go.
Well, you know, we are popular. We've known for years that we're popular in prisons all over America.
All right, well, listen.
We listen to all you guys. We got about good 40-something people listening to you guys.
Fantastic,
they don't count.
That's terrific.
Guys in jail don't count the ratings, though, do they?
No.
We got a bigger audience in here as opposed to anywhere else, probably.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, listen.
Captive audience.
Here you go. You've won the Mind of the Married Man prize pack.
Great.
Can we get a few callers in here?
want to talk to people?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, listen, The Mind of the Married Man is a new comedy series on HBO. Do you get the HBO there in the joint?
No, sir.
Oh, well,
What's the best TV show you get in the joint?
Sopranos.
Oh, you get The Sopranos?
Well, that's HBO.
On video cassette, though.
Oh, on video cassette.
Well, you guys will not be able to watch the first three episodes back-to-back of Mind of the Married Man. That's a Thursday night at 9 on HBO. I'll also give you the Corona Beer Prize Pack.
Nice.
Ice cold Corona Extra, Corona Light. Relax and enjoy a Corona.
I don't think they can do that.
Well, no, it's not beer, Mike. It's
I'll give you address and send it to.
It's a duffel bag, a shirt, beach sandals, and a beer koozie.
Can you use address on the street to send it to?
I don't know. I'm not sure whether we can do that or not. We probably have to send it to you at the prison.
Nah, you can't do that.
You can't? No,
why not?
Blow up doll, though.
I'm not sending you a blow-up doll.
We should, really.
26 years, that means you're not going to get out. Christ, man, you're not going to get out of prison until 2025?
Parole in 2018.
So when you had the shootout with the police, did you have any priors?
Nah.
All right, hold on. Can you hold on a second?
Could we get some callers in?
Yeah, hold on. I got a guy from the sheriff's office who says he knows you and you didn't kill anybody. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Wow.
Stay right there. Hold on. Let me see. Hello, Tony?
Yes.
Do you really work in the New Jersey Sheriff's Office?
Yes, I do.
You know this guy? You know this guy?
I know a couple guys that were involved in the shootout, yeah, but I'm a corrections officer. I work in the jail, but I got a couple of buddies that are out in the street.
You wanna talk to this guy?
Yeah, I'll say hi to him.
Okay. Right, hold on. Let me conference you together here.
Hey, this is great.
Hey, listen, you, the guy in the joint, we have a New Jersey Sheriff on the phone.
Yes, sir. Were you from Bergen County?
Yes, I am. I work in...
remember this shootout back in 95 on Route 4?
Yes, I remember.
Okay.
Heading towards the bridge.
So you know a lot of officers in the county jail, huh?
Yes, I work in the county jail. I work in CPOD.
You work in CPOD, huh?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I was in cell block there.
I believe that Tony...
I remember the shootout. I remember the Fort Lee cops, Englewood, everybody that... Every town that hit Route 4 was there.
I believe, Tony, were you calling in to vouch for this guy, the fact that he didn't kill anybody?
Yes, I am.
So nobody was killed in the shootout?
No, nobody was killed.
Well, that's good.
He didn't even hit the ground with a bullet.
All right, well then, congratulations. You do win the prize there, my friend.
All right.
You do win the prize.
Very good.
Tony, thank
that, Tony.
Hey, Tony, yeah, Tony was giving you his your props there.
Stand-up guy.
Got some more callers?
Yes, all right, hold on.
He wants some more callers.
Hold on a second. Callers.
It's lonely in the
gym. Hold on a second. Hey, Tony, thanks for checking in.
No problem, you guys were.
Thank
job.
You. Thanks for listening. Hold on.
I'll
get another call going here for you. Hold on a second. Now, let me see. Yeah, I hit the conference button. Now, I got the guy in jail again, right? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Here's a call. I don't know where it's... Oops. Ah, crass. Crap. Crap. Christ. That was a combination of crap and Christ when I said Christ.
Crap iced.
Crap. Crassed. You know what I just did? I just cleared all the lines.
Oh, right.
No. So you got to call, again, 877-365-3636 or 877-692-1027.
The guy in jail, what do you go by? What's your name?
CeeLo.
CeeLo?
Yes, sir.
All right, CeeLo, here you go. I'm just going to take some on-screen calls for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, you're on the air with CeeLo, who's calling us from a jail in Trenton.
What up, CeeLo?
Hey, what's the deal, Doug?
Hey, you guys need to get out of prison and get over there in Afghanistan. Help us out.
Yeah, I would like that, babe. I really like that. They let us out for that?
Yeah, they should.
Hey, it's a good idea.
You need to call up our congressman then.
Okay, thank you.
Pass a bill for us.
See, we're doing some good here.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Woo, it's the Sound of Freedom. That's who it is, baby. Oh, hey, you know what I'm going to be doing this weekend, man? I'm going out to the beach. I'm going to go out to the... I can do anything I want. Why, I'm going to watch the HBO special, CeeLo. What's that sound like to you, man? Sounds like freedom, man.
You should appreciate that. Don't take that for granted.
That's right. All right, thank you, my friend. You knew you were going to get called.
Hey, CeeLo, you exhibited a lot of self-control during that call.
Thank you for not killing that man.
Nah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on.
Taking my call. CeeLo.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you give me those numbers you got over there in jail? I'll send you a case of Vaseline so you could bend over smooth, baby.
Oh. CeeLo's getting a little reaction now.
How about we got your moms in here?
Yeah, yeah, my mom's. Why don't we get off my mom so we can get back on yours? She's like,
right.
I need to strap a 2x4 to my backside so I don't fall inside your mom.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Listen, CeeLo, I'm just guessing. Are you a black man? CeeLo.
Oh, come on, what do you think? Listen to him.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, he's black.
Oh, you're a black man, huh?
A black man? No, sir.
Oh, no.
You're not black?
No, sir.
What are you?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, let me hear you speak a little Spanish if you're Puerto Rican.
A little Italiano.
Yeah, Italian. The only Italian you got is, what's his name over there, putting his salami to you.
Yeah. A lot of anger that's in
there. All right.
Yeah, a lot of anger.
Hold on a second.
I'm a black man.
All right, let me take it. Who's that, the other guy?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me take another call here for you. Here's, I don't know who this is. Don and Mike, hello, who's this? Hello? Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Don.
Hi, Don, go ahead. You're on with CeeLo.
Yeah, it was CeeLo, right?
CeeLo.
Yeah,
I was wondering, I don't understand. This guy said he has 26 years. Just for a shootout, his child molester took you less time than that.
That's true.
That's what happened. Yeah,
huh? How can that be that you didn't kill anybody, yet you're in the joint for 26 years?
Attempted murder. You know how many attempted murders that is on a police officer?
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay. So you're serving consecutive terms?
Pretty much. Why don't you check the record back in March?
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, CeeLo, you sound almost like you're proud of it. Would you do it all over again if you had the opportunity?
No.
Good man.
No,
hey,
there you go. That's good. The right
good
answer.
CeeLo. Good answer, CeeLo. All right. Thank you for the call, Don. Let's,
I was frankly waiting for an oh, yeah.
Let's see. CeeLo, I'm going to take a call from New Jersey, okay?
Yes.
All right. Here is Dean in New Jersey. Hi, Dean. You're on with CeeLo on Don and Mike Show.
Hey, CeeLo.
Yo, CeeLo. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yo, you be tossing salad in jail?
I'll be tossing what?
Tossing salads?
No, sir.
Nah?
So
I know you're tossing salad every day up in there.
Hey, CeeLo is...
Everybody has an opinion about prison system, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, 26 years, you got to be tossing some salads.
Yeah, you know, this guy... Listen, CeeLo, this guy brings up a valid point. We all saw that Chris Rock show.
Yeah, you guys watching too much Oz.
That's a true story.
CeeLo, has anybody ever tossed your salad?
No, sir.
Not with syrup or jelly?
No, sir.
Are you aware?
Jelly donut?
Are you aware of salad tossing going on in jail?
Hey, CeeLo, did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
your mom did, though.
Oh, listen now, CeeLo, stop bringing the moms into this. Thank you for the call, Dean.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. I got a poem to read.
All right, go ahead, CeeLo.
It goes out to everybody.
All right.
All right?
All right, go ahead, CeeLo.
No curses, no nothing.
All right.
It's called Replica of Hell.
Replica of Hell.
Right. Here on Earth, hell appears in many different forms, seen in beautiful places far from the norm.
Shut up. Hold on a second. I don't want to hear your stupid poem. I want to hear some prison poetry. I want to just take phone calls.
Beautiful.
Hey, CeeLo, I cut you off. I don't want to hear your stupid poem.
Your heart being torn up.
Still going. Yeah.
Toy store selling play guns, some kids see it as real.
And I wouldn't listen to a poem from some guy who's not in jail.
We have people who are ignorant, speaking of segregation. We live in
this. Listen to this.
Together,
making this political statement, Don.
Well, not on this show. Let me read some of the instant feedback, which is pretty funny while he's reading this stupid poem. Oh, here you go. Dear Don and Mike, it's from Carol in D.C. Oh, CeeLo? I turned you off today. I have been listening since you were on WAVA. Out of everything I've heard, today is the most classless show you've done. All right, thank you.
Congratulations.
Let me see. Here's Keith. I'm sure if Don had an illness like Rush Limbaugh, it would be his kidney. Yeah, go hold on, CeeLo. But with Mike's newfound love of anal, I think we can guess about what Mike will get.
You'll be the first to know as soon as I know anything.
Let me see. Paul writes, have you heard the latest Rush Limbaugh joke? Neither is he. Let me see. Let me see. What is this one? Was Hitler a dictator or a dictaster? Let me see. Dear Don and Mike. Hold on, CeeLo. Don and Mike, I wonder if Pat Robertson will come out and say as God has taken away his veil of protection from Russia's ears because of the bigotry and hatred he spews.
Uh-oh.
I doubt it. Let's see. Dear Don and Mike, when Rush Limbaugh's hearing is gone, will he still be able to keep his money? That's a valid question, I guess. Don, you forgot the A again. It's 1-800-USA-RAIL.
Ah.
Apparently, I don't hear you do that.
On the Amtrak commercial.
I don't know.
Don and Mike, want to hear me fart? Go to www.geocities.com/fart and download my farts. Hey, here's a good one.
Is that from Rush?
That's somebody I want working in my office.
Here's a good one. Hold on. Hey, Don and Mike, I'm really upset with Columbia House CD Club. Mm-hmm. I ordered Poison, and they mailed me Anthrax.
That was a good joke.
That's good. You can instant feedback us at WNEW.com. Yes, CeeLo, what do you want?
About that letter to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, the one that allegedly has the anthrax in it?
Right.
Yeah, that's bad stuff. Hey, hold on. I got more people who want to talk to you. Here's James in D.C. James, you're on with CeeLo, who was our contest winner.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, James, you're there?
Go ahead, James.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
James, come on.
Hey, man, I'm saying hello.
Yeah, hello. We said hello to you.
James, we're here.
Hey, look. Now, why you call black people colored people, man?
It's a joke, man.
No, that's not funny, man.
No, I think it is.
Anyway, CeeLo, I think 22 years, when Don about 70 years old...
You delete that out.
Oh, boy.
That guy wanted you when you get out when I'm about 70. He wanted you to snap my effing neck.
Mother effing.
Yes,
and mother effing
Not happy.
Here is Steve in Brooklyn. Oops.
Bali.
Steve. Oh, hold on. Is your time up there, CeeLo?
Yes.
Oh, time is up.
Hey, CeeLo, did you...
call back?
Did you enjoy your time on the radio?
Yes, we did. Can we call back?
Yeah, if you can get through.
We have other topics to talk about.
Okay. Absolutely, CeeLo. Right.
Well, congratulations. Let me ask you something. CeeLo, there in jail, what's your favorite radio show?
102.7.
You know the names of the guys doing the show?
Don and Mike.
There you go. Thank you, CeeLo. Hey, I got one last call for you. Here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
We just lost him.
We just lost CeeLo.
And we never got his address.
I know, to give him his prize.
Steve?
Yes.
Are you there, Steve, in Brooklyn? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
I want to tell you something. That's the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
That's incredible. I mean, we got that whole recorded thing before we could even take the call. Right. And he was legitimately caller number 100. Completely at random.
That's funny.
Wow. CeeLo.
I don't know what's funnier, that or Rush Limbaugh.
It's a strange day. Very strange.
Yeah, Steve, what can we do for you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you hear me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you pick up the phone. I wanted to ask...
I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I hear you fine.
I'm sorry. I really didn't realize you had picked up the phone.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi. Anyway, I just wanted to ask him if he knows... how can you tell if your cellmate is gay?
How?
Well, when he has the taste of S on his D.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, that's calling it like you see it. Clear
hey,
it up.
Hey, Sal. Hello, Sal.
Need a decoder ring.
Sal, are you there?
Not for that
joke. This is not Sal. This is Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, this is Rush Limbaugh again?
Be upset that you guys are making fun of me over there. Don and Mike, I have a lot more respect for you.
Okay, everybody's upset with us
I think
us
he had
today.
A bad cell phone.
Everybody's upset with us today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is this the show or the station?
Yeah, this is the show. Hello.
Okay, I was trying to reach the station.
You're on the air.
Why are you trying to reach the station? I don't get that.
His prison time ran up.
Like a win.
I don't get that. Hello, who's this? Mark? Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, hold on. CeeLo's back online, too.
Oh, he made another call?
Hey, Johnny, hold on. Come here. Johnny, you got him online, too, again?
Here we go. That's CeeLo.
Oh, Johnny, you got him back on
it's
again?
It's in the middle of the recording, so if you pick up, you can go through the recording again.
Hey, listen, hold on there, Mark. I'll come back to you, I promise. Hold on a second.
Dial 1 after the tone.
Okay.
Please make your selection now.
Ouch.
Thank you.
I don't understand the circumstances of what took place.
CeeLo.
Are you just going automatically?
Hey, CeeLo?
CeeLo, are you there?
Hello.
CeeLo.
Yes.
Hey, you got back through again.
Hey, CeeLo, how many calls do they allow you to make a day?
Pardon me?
How many calls can you make a day?
Eight?
Wow. Yeah. And I'm humbled you spent two on us.
Right.
Who else you planning on calling today?
Nobody, sir.
Wow. What do you got going on today in the joint, CeeLo? What's going to happen?
Let's go out to y'all, work out a little bit, you know?
Yeah. What's for lunch today?
Oh, we had some burgers.
Burgers? All right. Yeah. That's pretty good. You got color TV?
Color TV?
Yeah.
Of course.
You got satellite TV, cable TV?
Nah.
Do they let you have any?
Some of the channels knocked out there. Because of the tragedy at the World Trade Center. Right.
Do they let you have any dirty magazines in jail?
Of course.
Good.
We get all that.
What's your favorite?
Butt man.
Good. Solid.
All right, hold on. I got
High Society.
High Society. That's
high
a good
society.
One.
Oh,
also
yeah.
Strong. Hold on. Mark from New Jersey is on the phone. He wanted to talk to you. Mark, CeeLo got back through again. Hey, Mark.
Oh. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Guys, this is
the... Oh, Christ.
Funniest...
Hold on. Hold on.
What's happening?
I just hung up on CeeLo.
Oh, no.
CeeLo?
Oh, no.
I didn't conference the lines together. I'm so used to just doing it back at JFK where you just press the buttons. Oh, man. What did I do? Man. Who's this? Hello? Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Mike.
Hold on, Mike. Where's the other guy? Where's Mark? Hey, Mark? Oh, I've made a mess of this now.
What's going on?
I had a guy online who wanted to talk to him, and I had CeeLo on the other line, and I got to push the conference button to put the calls together.
What did Mark want? Was Mark an important call?
Yeah, he wanted to say something to him. Mark?
Yeah, what's up?
Is this Mark or Mike?
This is him. This is Mark.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
What's going on, guys?
What did you want to say to CeeLo?
I just wanted to see CeeLo when he gets out, man. Let's go drink some 40, check out some pee out in the hood with me. When he gets out of that jail.
Okay.
There's a lot of hostility
that's
there.
Well, nice listen, come on. Hey, come on. The MF-er's in jail.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, yeah, you're brave now that you hung up on him.
Of course I am. Sure I am. Oh,
back on mine, too.
God damn it.
Three calls down,
again.
Five to go. He only have eight a day.
If I hang up on him seven more times, do you think he'll spend all eight calling us today?
I'm not sure. He might be angry.
He's going to be pissed because I'm going to tell him we have to do a commercial set.
Oh, no.
We do. We're like 2 minutes late for our break, aren't we?
4099.
Welcome, San Francisco and Las Vegas, who have just joined the show in progress. This is why you should take the entire show.
Because you're listening to CeeLo, a friend of ours, from jail. And we've been telling a story about Hitler.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Hey, CeeLo.
CeeLo, we accidentally cut you off.
Why'd you hang up?
CeeLo, it was a mistake. Don't kill me.
We were trying to conference you with another call, and we accidentally hung up on you.
Can we get some women in here?
Hey,
what do you think?
CeeLo, I want you. You know who Faith Hill is?
Huh?
You know that country singer Faith Hill?
Yes.
I'll tell you something. Our producer... You should go to the internet and look at a picture of her. She looks just like Faith Hill. Hey, Lisa, why don't you say hi?
Want to talk to CeeLo, Lisa?
Just to give this guy a stiffy. Go ahead. Here you go. Listen, she's a beautiful girl.
Hi, CeeLo.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, are you interested in having a pen pal, maybe?
You're the singer, Faith Hill? Huh?
I'm sorry?
I said you're the singer, Faith Hill?
No, she just looks like her.
No, actually, and with her new haircut, you're right, Rob. She looks a little like Jillian Barbary from Fox.
Oh, yeah?
You know the weather girl on the NFL show?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to her, CeeLo.
Hello?
CeeLo.
Hello.
What's your name again?
Lisa.
Can you hear Lisa?
Yes.
Where are you from, Lisa?
D.C.?
This is like a sex phone call.
I'm not talking that.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, listen, while CeeLo's doing this with Lisa...
That's disrespectful if I talk like that.
Let's get five more words for our story about the trip to Iceland that we're giving away today.
Okay.
Hi, baby.
I'll take the first word. Young.
Yes.
Okay, everybody? If you're playing along with the story time today to win the trip to Iceland, the next word is young. Let's go to Mike. Buzz, who wants to take the next word?
I'll take the next one.
Yeah.
Firm.
Firm. We'll go to a Buzz.
Aryan.
Aryan. And we'll go to Rob for the next word.
Hateful.
Painful. All right, so here are your next four words. If you've been listening to the whole show today, you're going to get a good chance to win a trip to Iceland. The next four words in our story are young, firm, Aryan, hateful. There you go. CeeLo.
Hateful.
CeeLo,
did you enjoy talking to Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, CeeLo.
She's not.
CeeLo, we got to go. We got to play commercials now, man.
Wait, can I get 1 minute, man?
All right, I'll give you 1 minute. Go.
Talk on. Let me say this.
What?
My cell of steel.
What?
My cell of steel.
Your cell of steel. Yeah. Is this another poem?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Sure. Why can't I?
Goodbye.
Mail them to me.
I just hung up on the guy. I don't want
again before we got his address.
Yes.
Sorry. I guess he'll have to be called number four out of eight. Jimmy in New York. Jimmy, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I can't believe my tax dollars.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Sure. He didn't have to finish that statement.
That's what your tax
echoing the sentiments of many people in America.
That's what your tax dollars going for.
Money he could have spent on a better phone.
Some guy eating hamburgers calling us winning a prize on this show.
I just can't believe my tax.
We got a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am the truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Amen.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
Right, right. Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They're goddamn right.
All right. You can call us Take It Easy at 877-692-1027.
All right, woo.
It's where the chicken contributes and the pig makes a commitment.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, tomorrow night, the Don and Mike Gutter Balls, our bowling team, our staff bowling team, we make our world debut as we begin our undefeated bowling season.
As we take on the aggravation.
That's tomorrow night, the Queen's aggravation.
That is funny.
It's funny. Like,
every time you say that.
The Queen Kinder period.
Oh, look at these sheets.
We'll be playing tomorrow night at Woodhaven Lanes in Queens.
Yeah.
7:30 is when we will take to the alley and kick some ass. We want to thank Chantilly Bowling Supplies for our bowling equipment. Shirts provided by Sonic Promos. www.sonicpromos.com. Tomorrow on the show, let me see. From One Life to Live, Tim Stickney's coming in tomorrow, and he's bringing his video game system. I'm going to play him in NFL 2K1 on the air tomorrow.
Are you confident about that battle as well?
Absolutely. I'll kick his ass.
Very good.
Kick his ass. You'll hear it. We're going to wire the thing through the board so you can actually, through the control board, so you actually can hear the video game being played.
Timothy Stickney and then the Queen's aggravation.
Yes.
And, good heavens, I'm spotting.
Coming in to supply some play-by-play for this epic battle tomorrow will be Bonnie Bernstein from CBS.
All right. Bonnie Bernstein.
And then Wednesday, coming in here to spend most of the show with us is our good friend, pro wrestler Mankind.
Mankind!
So lots of big stuff happening on the show. We're writing a story today on the show to win a free trip to Ireland. Or, excuse me, Iceland. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Iceland Air, I hope you're listening. We will continue with more words as we continue the story. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I was calling to see if you guys still have openings for bowling games.
I think, Lisa, are we booked through through Christmas or what?
Christmas.
Elvis, we'll talk about Christmas.
Christmas.
Hold on.
I think we are.
Well, she just put on the screen, we are booked through December.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Through December?
Yeah, but hold on. I'll let you talk to Lisa anyway.
Yeah.
And I told Johnny, who answers our phones up here at NEW, to let me know if CeeLo got through again.
Right. I thought he did.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind that there are people who try to call this show like 100 times a day and can't get through.
CeeLo has some sort of powerful phone system.
John is real fast at answering the phones.
Right.
What he's been doing is just going through and picking up lines, and if it's not CeeLo...
Right. If he doesn't hear the recording...
He just hangs up. So I think we're going to give him just a little more airtime. If he promises not to bore me with that stupid poetry, CeeLo...
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen, no poetry, man.
CeeLo, all right, no more boring you with poetry.
Now, how many phone calls you chewed up trying to call us today?
The fourth time.
This is the fourth one. Okay.
Four out of eight. Hey, we got funny...
I'm going to let my people talk right here.
All right, please, mention their names before they get on.
Speak up, Kareem. My name is Kareem, sir.
Hey, Kareem. Hi, Kareem.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
I'm a fan of the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Kareem.
That's good. What are you in the joint for, Kareem?
I got an armed robbery.
Armed robbery. Well, maybe you're like Robin Hood.
How long are you in for?
Well, I'm a persistent offender, so I got a life term.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Life term.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. Are you gay?
No.
You ever been, a guy ever come on to you in the joint?
It happens, but once, you know, you state your position... They just have to live with that.
Right. State your position.
Anything you'd like to say?
Bend over.
Anything you'd like to say, Kareem?
No, bend over. Let them know that I'm a man.
Okay.
And that's not me. I'm not into that.
Kareem, let me ask you something. How are the inmates reacting to the news that Rush Limbaugh has gone deaf?
Well, people that's his fans, I guess,
know, that they going to miss hearing him and listening to his dialogue.
Yeah. How many of the guys in prison enjoy listening to Rush Limbaugh? I got to think we kill him in the prison ratings.
What they are interested in.
I got to think in the prison arbitrons, we got to kick his ass.
Yeah, we got to have a demo for that.
Just because we in prison don't make us, like, uncivilized. It's civilized people in
here. Okay. All right. And anybody you'd like to say hello to, Kareem?
Hey, you guys aren't animals.
No.
Fans of Rush Limbaugh and anyone else. Interesting.
You got anybody listen to Dr. Laura Schlesinger?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Good. Yeah, good. Is CeeLo your roommate?
Nah, we on the same block, you know, like myself.
Hey, you dudes ever watch that show Oz on HBO?
We don't get HBO.
Oh, you'd like that. Although I don't know if guys in prison would want to watch a show about guys in prison.
I think CeeLo said something about Oz being not true. That it's you know.
I'm saying, why would you watch something that you live in?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I used to watch WKRP in Cincinnati, though.
That's right.
I'm a disc jockey.
Remember that show?
Yeah. Well, that's a comedy. Maybe they like Barney Miller.
Well, that was more about detectives, though, Rob.
But there was a prison in the back.
Yeah, well, so was Andy of Mayberry. They had a jail and Andy of Mayberry, too.
Now, that's a good show.
What else do you get to watch in there, Kareem?
You know, sports. Soap operas, like I heard you say something about One Life to Live. A guy going to be on there.
Tim Stickney.
RJ. RJ is going to be on our show tomorrow.
Hey, Gannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I watched that. Yeah, we big on that.
Oh, good. Good. You like that. All right.
You know, some guys call us fags because we watch soap operas.
Nah, man. I love the soap opera gossip.
Do they let you guys have visits from women?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Hey, you got any women outside?
Do I got any women outside?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get one.
Trying to get one right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Prison can be a lonely place, you know that, right?
I would imagine so. Yeah.
Yes, I know, very lonely. Well, listen, what else do you want, Kareem and CeeLo? We got to move on with the show, man.
I'd be interested in a pen pal, but being so weird, the 100th caller before we won something.
Yeah, we got to put you on hold to get your address.
That you was trying to give us.
Yeah, hold on, and we'll get your address and give you the prize, okay?
Now, we don't want the prize. We might can't have it here. I was going to suggest something that we can get here.
Right, we'll talk to Lisa, and she wants to be your pen pal anyway.
What would you like that we can give you?
A subscription to some magazine.
A subscription to a magazine.
What magazine would you like to subscribe to?
Blacktail.
All right, no, Lisa's just come in. We'll get you a subscription to Blacktail.
Huh?
We'll do
get
it.
His information to you send it to the jail when we get home.
Yeah, we'll get that for both of you guys.
Yeah, we'll send you a subscription to Blacktail.
Blacktail and High Society.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't want to be wearing a Mind of the Married Man t-shirt around the yard. Yeah.
No, that's probably not.
All right, thank you. Hold on, CeeLo. Hold on.
And Kareem.
Hey, listen, down the mic.
Yeah.
We only allow it. It's automated 15 minutes on the phone system. So it ain't, you know, it ain't like we got a lot of time.
Yeah, we're putting you on hold so you can get your address. So we're going to do that right now.
Okay.
You're kidding me. You got 26 years. You got your whole goddamn life in front of you.
Yeah, but a phone call is a phone call, though.
Right. Hello. Go talk to John. He's cute.
Boy, 15 minutes limit on phone calls would just kill your wife, wouldn't it, Rob?
Oh, my God.
It would be difficult for her.
Let's send both our wives to prison immediately, Rob.
Unless they were in the cell, then they wouldn't need a phone.
Just talk to each other.
And all the other inmates would kill themselves.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, may I talk to the two Negro prisoners, please?
Oh, no.
Grease man.
This is a grease man.
Mike, do not pepper your diatribe with useless interrogatives. You know goddamn well it is.
Yeah, it's the grease man. Hi.
Hello, Grease.
Hi, Grease.
Hi, may I entertain the two lads?
We're getting their information. I'm sorry, they're not on the phone now.
Yeah, and your track record's not too good in that department, Grease.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know exactly what it means.
Oh, you know what? Hey, listen, Grease man, how come you didn't think of this whole going deaf thing? Yeah, I mean, that could have saved you.
Well, I do have a confession to make. Oh. May I?
Yes. Yes, Grease Man.
It's the Grease Man, everybody.
Okay. Well, as you may know, or may not know, mm-hmm. I did lose my testicles about 6 months ago. You may notice a slight change in my voice. It's not nearly that of the boss jock that I once was.
Waddle-a-little.
Waddle-a-little. Mike, want the quick payoff?
Yeah, please.
There he is. He's not the same anymore.
Yeah, he just doesn't do that with the same vigor.
The grease man is not the same. Rabbi, I can't ask him about his nasty doodads.
I just want to know what happened.
Hello. I can ask him about Blue.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don, did you get a chance to see the Monday Night Football last night?
Yeah, Christ, are the Rams unbeatable.
Did you hear the beautiful comment from Dennis Miller about the ref?
Hey, would you like to not mention the fact that we are now tied in fantasy football, you and me, with 3-1 records?
Yes, yes, that's right. For the best record in the league.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
It's shaping up to my my strategy of non-involvement has paid off big time.
My strategy of going with the New Orleans Saints is starting to bite me in the ass.
Oh.
I got to unload some of those losers and get me some real players.
You looking to make a deal?
Not with you, Tex.
I'm authorized to make trades.
Tex. No, thanks.
You could take advantage of me. It's one of those seasons where I'm not paying close attention.
What did Dennis Miller say last night?
Oh, he was just mentioning that the ref looked exactly like Alfred Hitchcock. Did you see that guy?
Good evening.
Well,
illegal procedure.
I got to think, when the Rams are winning the game like 45-0 or whatever the hell the score was, Dennis Miller should pull out his joke book, right?
That's correct.
That was in the first quarter, though.
Wellington O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, listen, can I get a subscription to Blacktail, too?
No, that's only for CeeLo.
We don't want to paint it as such a picture so that you have to go to prison to win the prize.
Yeah, listen, you have the luxury of going to any newsstand.
And there are plenty.
On any street corner.
Any kiosk.
You ought to see how I look walking in looking for some Blacktail.
Hey, Mike's gone to the
I've gotten Blacktail.
Yeah. Right here in Manhattan. He's
Mike, can you give me some Blacktail?
No, I can't give you some Blacktail.
No. just one book.
A sex book. Buy your own, sir. Need a sex book.
Hello, Don and Mike's sex book.
Sex books.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
All right, Roy in Staten Island.
Hi, Roy.
Okay, I have a question. You play a sort of jazzy sort of tune in the background while Don and Mike are talking. I'm just calling to find out the name of that.
Oh, you mean our theme song?
Yeah,
that is
it's sort of jazzy.
It's called Stop the Rock.
Who does that?
I think it's
Stop the Rock.
Apollo 440. Apollo 440. I think I've said Power Man 1000 before, but that's not right. It's Apollo 440. And if you want a real cool version of it, get the soundtrack to the movie Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage, because there's a part in the middle of the movie where he's boosting a car with Angelina Jolie, and it's a great version of that. So
all right, great.
That's our theme. It's a good one. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I should give out the phone number, 877-365-3636 or 877-692-1027. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, it's Joe from Maryland.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to know if you realize that prison calls are like $30 a minute.
Really? Who pays for it?
We do.
Well, wait, yeah, do we?
We accepted the charges.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, they're like collect calls.
That's fine.
When they said press one, we paid for it.
Oh, Ken paid for it.
That's right. Man.
That's right, Mike. Or maybe Rush Limbaugh could pay for it. He had a $250 million contract.
How much of that did he get up front?
I hope a lot.
$35 million signing bonus.
Oh, really? Are you kidding me?
No, I wouldn't kid you about it.
Yeah, don't cry for me.
You don't seriously, I'm going to say this now to Mel Karmazin and any of the Infinity executives. You give me $35 million, I will let you cut my ears off.
Oh, that'll be a ratings grabber.
You can cut my ears off.
That's been done. Man, that's pretty good. It's been done.
For $35 million.
Don Van Gogh.
Hello.
Yeah, Don, it ought to be one ear.
Just one.
A little more dramatic there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well,
and for $70 million, do like a Venus de Milo thing on me. Chop off one of my arms, too.
There you go. $70 million.
Hello.
And then I'll play you in foosball.
And for $100 million, turn me into a Captain Dan from Forrest Gump. For $100 million, cut my legs off. Because they can do the whole thing. It's $35 million for an ear.
You ain't got no legs, Captain Don.
Hold on a second. $35 million for my ear.
Lieutenant Donnie.
$70 million for my leg, for my arm, and $100 million for both my legs. How much does that come to, Head?
Oh, say it again. I was thinking of something else.
$35 million for my ear.
Okay, and 70?
$70 million for my arm.
$105 million.
And $100 million
down.
For my
$205 million.
Leaving you with lots of money and one good hand for the remote and pleasure.
Give him a deal for the whole thing. Do a whole thing for $200 million.
Yeah.
And get this a $5 million savings. And who can argue with that?
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, since Halloween is coming out, I wanted to know if Steve Goldstein is going to be giving out those delectable fun-size Snickers.
I guarantee you Steve Goldstein will never, ever give out fun-size again.
Well, guys, you know what he did last year?
Not only did
he give out the fun-size Snickers, but as I went to the door, he had one of those little bags of M&Ms.
Yeah.
And as I reached for it, he said, nuh-uh, only one.
Only one.
That's right. Yeah. One M&M.
It's a guy. God love you. You are a regular listener. That's a once-a-year bit with Steve Goldstein giving away the small candy.
Now, there is, and fun size, just to clarify here, is smaller than bite size.
Correct.
Fun size is a little tiny square, a little poop of chocolate.
Looks like a tooth.
Right. Cheap ass candy.
But it's fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Hello?
Fun my ass.
What am I doing? Hello, Don and Mike.
It's a minimal candy payoff with the same amount of tedious packaging.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Hi. Is this me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Hey, that Grease man's so funny, huh?
Yeah, he's a barrel of laughs. Thanks for your call. So are you. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Thanks for the input.
Yeah, I just wondered if y'all realize the Grease man is on the air.
Well, we happen to.
Well, he's not on the air in D.C. anymore.
He's on the air right outside of D.C., Hagerstown, Maryland.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's a good place for him, Hagerstown, Maryland.
Radio-free Hagerstown.
Hey, anywhere we can get him, we'll take him. Yeah.
That's right.
Ye are right.
Yeah. You know the motto, Grease Man, worth the drive.
Don and Mike show, waddle doddle diddle.
Hey. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was curious what you think of the latest O.J. trial.
What latest days? You mean the one where you attacked the guy down in the car in Florida?
Right. Yeah, road rage.
I've not even been following that. I didn't know. Did he
scratch the guy's face or something like that?
Is that going to be on Court TV?
I think so. They're up for jury selection now. I'm not sure what the TV coverage laws are in Florida, but okay.
I hope they nail him.
I hope it's on Court TV. Oh, come on. He cut his wife's head off. He's not going to get...
Yeah, but he scratched the guy's face in a traffic altercation. He won't, you know, it's not like he's going to be spending the rest of his time with CeeLo.
He's going to get away with it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Christ, O.J. should play the lottery every day. Hello? He's the luckiest man alive. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Speak to us.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Are you going to proceed with the story?
Listen, we do that from time to time. The trick is to get you, the radio listener, to listen to the whole show.
Right. Well, I've been sitting in my car for 40 minutes. I'm getting desperate.
Oh, so you don't want to, like, take that time between your car and the destination that maybe we'd get on and do that. I could offer some help.
All right.
But I'd be helping the listener too much.
Wait until we go to commercial.
Thank you. There's the help I was going to offer.
And then you know, go.
You'd yell at me if I gave him that. If I said that.
No. I'm with you,
you'd say I'm
Mike.
Too much being the listener's
no,
friend
No, I'm with
here.
You. No, you're way past that.
Yeah, just go ahead during the commercial break, sir.
That's a good point.
Go during the commercial break.
I'll do it.
All right. Thank
Come
you.
On. Don't be nonsense. Jump into your car.
Hey, go right now. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Run.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, look, that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got that naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
They only play commercials when they get bored. Don and Mike.
Right, you call the show at 877-365-3636. From New York, call at 877-692-1027. A couple of phone calls, and I want to play you some tapes.
Right.
We never got to the tape of Joe Ardinger with Frank Gorshin and Dick Van Patten.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Don? Mike?
Hi.
Hello, darling.
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Okay, listen, my name is Maddie. I'm from New York.
Yes. Hello, Maddie.
Yes, Maddie.
The reason why I'm calling, first of all, don't cut me off yet.
All right.
That guy you had on before, I hung on for that whole entire thing while I'm on my cell phone, and I got disconnected.
Oh, the guy from prison?
Yeah, I mean, there's more important things going on to talk about than that crap. And if he wants to shoot cops or anything, he should be over there shooting at them.
Well, you know, he said he'd be willing to go over there, I believe, during our conversation.
Yeah, he'd like to.
Let's send him over there.
Maybe they should send him and some of his friends.
Exactly. You know, I think this might be a radical political belief, but you go into the prisons, you know, ask for volunteers, load up a C-130, supply them, you know, with everything they're going to need for like 6 to
8 weeks.
Right.
And then drop them out of the plane with their parachutes and
Without the parachutes.
Well, yeah.
Now you're really being radical.
Just drop them out of the plane.
Okay, now here is my beef.
What? Oh, your beef.
Okay.
Jay Leno.
Hello, this is Jay Leno. What's your beef?
My beef. Hello.
Yeah, darling, go ahead.
Okay, my
Jay
beef
walking.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my beef.
What's the beef?
There was a woman on a week ago.
Yes.
On your channel, and I think she was on TV also.
Right.
She cannot get food stamps for her two babies.
Uh-huh.
And yet, they are sending millions of dollars of food over to Afghan, where the Taliban are stealing it.
Oh, honey.
And this woman can't get food stamps.
Honey, call a real show with this stuff, please. Honey, please, come on.
We're trying to do a little comedy radio
here.
We're
goofing around. I mean, call WABC.
Wrong show.
They're dying for calls like this. Call them.
Fine.
Call Rush Limbaugh. Hello.
Well, that's not good advice anymore, Don.
Hello. Gay what?
I'm not listening.
Gay what?
I'm not listening.
What?
Oh, I'll tell you something about radio from New York. Hey, Lisa, give me the information on this. You remember about a month ago, during the terrorist attack, right, we had been taking calls from people saying that there was a group of people who were actually celebrating the fact that this happened over in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah, that was a story that was really running around this town like wildfire.
And the police chief from Paterson, New Jersey called us up.
Right.
We put him on the air, and the guy said, hey, that story is BS. And we said, great. Well, I hear now that the city of Paterson, the police chief, is suing Scott Shannon.
Threatening. For what? Broadcasting the story? Threatening.
Yeah.
Did they make a big deal of it?
Yeah, they did. So, see if you can get him on the air. Can you get him on the air?
What's his name, Lisa?
Chief Spagnola.
Chief Spagnola.
That's right. How funny would that be?
Now, it's not him who's considering the lawsuit. It's other city officials in Paterson, of which he's one. But I think it was, they said the city manager was talking about maybe filing a lawsuit.
Suing Scott and Todd on PLJ.
Well, I remember the urgency of that phone call when the police chief in Paterson was calling and said, hey, I don't know who's reporting this, but it's not true.
This is Lisa Herndon with the Donna Mike Show.
Listen, let's give four more words real quick in our story here for the trip to Iceland while Lisa's trying to get the police chief on the phone with us.
Is there a better time that I could call back?
Oh, he's not going to take our call now.
Okay, great. My name is Lisa Herndon.
Oh, all right. Well, I wanted to get the police chief on the air to talk about suing Scott Shannon.
Maybe he's out buying candy.
Candy.
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
All right, here's the next word.
Let me put you on and give you the number in my...
Erect.
Oh.
Okay. Erect is the next word. Lisa, what's the deal? The police chief's not there now?
He's in a conference. He's going to call me when he can.
All right. I'd like to get him on the air. I'd like to, much like that sheriff vouched for CeeLo in jail, I would like to vouch for Scott Shannon. But I'm sure whatever he did, he didn't mean. He was probably feeling the after effects of his latest chin implant. I'm sure he had a headache from his bad hair plug.
Sure, and the constant facial surgeries.
I'm sure.
Hey, man.
Okay, next word following erect.
May I?
Yes.
Youthful.
Youthful. Keep writing these words down now, folks. It's your key to win a vacation to Iceland. Rob or Buzz, who wants to go next?
May I?
Yes.
Brown-shirted.
Brown-shirted.
It's a hyphenated word.
That's fine.
Brown-shirted. All right, Buzz.
Nubile.
Oh. Nubile.
Oh, dear.
Now, if you've been listening to the whole show today, you've got a leg up on everybody else because we've been writing a story today about an item that was in the newspaper. The four latest words in this story are erect, youthful, brown-shirted, nubile.
Yes.
Write all the
words.
We
could go all day.
Yes, write all the words down at the end of the show. You call in when we ask you to. You be the 100th caller.
And you win.
And you're going to win a trip to Iceland.
Can I go first next time?
Sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Because I've already got my word.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi. I'd like to ask a question.
Yeah, sure. You're on the air. Hi.
Yes, it was a lady who called about 2 weeks ago, and she asked very rudely, but I just like to really know, are y'all too prejudiced, or you just joke on black people just to be funny, like as a joke?
Well, how do we joke on black people?
You say colored and Negro and all that.
That's yes, that's a joke. And I make the same jokes about Italians and about Germans and about French and about everybody.
Oh, okay. I mean, I have no problem with
that. It's a joke, honey. It's a joke if you look back like to like 50s television.
It's important to point out that we are an equal opportunity offender and we love everybody.
And it's funny if you watch like Leave It to Beaver and Beaver comes home and says to his dad, I'm friends with a colored boy.
The only people we truly hate on this show are when we get the real bigots. And if you've listened to this show for a long period of time, we
no, actually I just started listening.
Well, we beat up on the bigots pretty good on this
show.
Now,
honey, this is very much like, let me give you another example.
Okay.
Now, we'll get a gay person call up and say, you know, oh, you use the word fag all the time. You use the word homo all the time. When the truth of the matter is that we got tons of gay fans out there. We got tons of gay people who like the show and get the show. We just make fun of everybody, ourselves included.
Okay.
So don't take it so seriously, okay?
Oh, no, I wasn't taking it seriously.
All right,
I just started listening.
All right.
And remember, we really hate the bigots. Those are the people that really get beat up on in this show because there's no place for them here. Stay with it. You'll see.
All right. Okay?
All right. Thank you. See, Rob, I let a colored girl call.
Nice going,
Yeah. Well, that man was joking.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hi there, you're on the air.
I am on the air. This is Kobe. How's it going?
Hey, hi.
From Lafayette.
Hi there.
I just wanted to know that song Shock the Rock that y'all play.
Stop the Rock.
Stop the Rock.
Yeah.
Who sings that?
You know, I keep giving the wrong answer.
Apollo something?
440.
Apollo 440?
Apollo 440.
That is a cool
song. You don't believe
song.
It, though. I can tell you say you're,
no,
you're,
I don't know.
You're not selling it. You're
I really
not.
Don't know. I just know when I heard the song in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, I said, 2 years ago, that'd be a great theme song for our show.
Right. That's cool.
But I don't know anything about the band. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys brought up Monday Night Football last night. How about the hype and the game they did for next Monday night?
Oh, Jesus.
Should be a screamer. The Washington Redskins against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Anybody out there want to bet on the Redskins to win? I don't.
Hey,
you know,
cares?
You got to think, though, at the beginning, at the end of any season, even when the teams are sucking, that when you're going to go into the following season, that you might have, you know, a nice little game there with that rivalry. Nobody could have anticipated that it would be the all-time great suck fest that it's going to be.
The Redskins are going to get their ass is kicked again.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd make a bet with you on that.
Hello.
You let me know what you want. Not my hair.
You know it's got to be long. Hair bets have to be long-term.
Hello.
But let me know what you'd like to bet. If you're behind the Redskins, I'm behind the Cowboys.
I'll tell you right now, I'll bet your hair against my hair, and I'll shave the beard and the eyebrows this time. Barry Bonds is going to break that home run record.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, this is J.E., Las Vegas.
Hey, J.E.
Been listening a long time to y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all just got on that off that tape delay crap.
Right, J.E.
J.D.
Oh, J.D.
J.D.
Yeah, like the alcohol.
The J.D. Or like juvenile diabetes.
Juvenile delinquent. Yeah, J.D. That'll work.
Oh, yeah. The other famous
Hey,
J.D.
guys, I just had a couple of comments. One is, like I said, I love you guys' show. It's been, you know, it's been really cool to listen to while I'm work and all that good crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, I listen to Johnson and Tati, and yes, it's bad to go interrupting into your, you know.
Who the hell is that? Hold on. Who is that? Are you talking about other disc
jockeys?
Johnson
and Tati are the guys that go on before you.
Yes.
Yeah, what did they want to do?
Well, they've been in this town for, like, a long time, and there's a lot of people that are, like, dedicated to them, too.
Hey, I want to tell you
so
something.
So we kind of have to equal out our love,
no,
so to speak.
No, no, I want to give you a fact. Are you talking about the station we're on in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the name of the station? It's KSFN.
KSFM.
That's the station? Okay, listen,
yeah.
I don't care if whoever these disc jockeys are, and the point is that they're taking our show at 9 a.m. West Coast time instead of at 8 a.m. when it starts, and I advocate that they take an hour off the morning guy's show. I don't care if these guys are Jesus and Moses doing a radio show. KSFN is the lowest rated radio station in Las Vegas.
Well, that's true. You know why?
Why?
Do you know why?
No, why?
Because Las Vegas has got a bunch of pinheads that don't pay attention.
No, here's the deal. Yeah, no matter what city you're in, you can't justify low ratings by saying everybody in the market is stupid.
No, the people in the market have spoken, and frankly, they're not listening to KSFM.
We've had success all over this country, and, we have a lot of faith in this show, and that's why, you know, we want to get as much airtime on these affiliates as we can get, because we think we're going to bring the numbers up.
And frankly, I guarantee that whoever these guys that you're talking about are, the local breakfast flakes, They ain't getting the numbers.
I mean, we do this on the East Coast, the West Coast, the middle of the country. I mean, this show has succeeded everywhere it's been on.
I do.
They're not making the numbers. Listen, KSFM.
I realize something.
What?
This station has only been up and running for approximately.
You know, I don't understand. You're saying we have to realize something. What we want to do is get this show on for as long a time as possible live, and that's what our goal is, because we know that if that happens, we're going to make the radio station succeed.
And maybe you don't understand this about us. Let me explain something to you. We are not team players.
Not at all.
If you think like when
being team players has gotten us nowhere.
Right. It's dog eat dog. Okay.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
And Dom was talking yesterday about getting the extra hour for this show. That's precisely why the guys this morning were talking about now cutting into our show. That's why they're doing it. I mean, it works that way in this business.
When we first syndicated,
we would go into these markets going, hey, you know, we talk to the guys that are on the station. Then like a month later, we find out that, you know, everybody on the station, I remember that WIOD down in Miami.
Oh, god damn.
When we found out, we're there, hey, it's great to see you, how you doing? Then we find out, like, every disc jockey is getting on the air and trashing us.
Right. Constantly.
So now we go in with a little slightly different attitude. We're going guns a-blazing.
It's dog eat dog, man. We just want
to... Trashing y'all goes. That's in some cases not hard to do, but then on the opposite side of that coin, people have.
Are you some shill for whatever this stupid show is?
It's supposed to be funny.
He's a professional caller. I can tell that.
Are you a shill for whatever this morning show is?
Oh hell no! Oh hell no!
Well, listen.
Like I said, no. You actually want to know what I do? I drive truck.
All right, listen. Either you like this show or you don't like this show. There's no gray area.
I do.
All right, then you must.
I fully agree that the show is a hoot. No matter how it's a hoot.
The show's a hoot.
Truck drivers, way in. Well,
but anyway, the point is they, like I said, everybody anyway. Gets their own piece of the pie.
That's one of my verbal pet peeves. Katie Couric does it a lot. And right. To me, it discounts everything the person said beforehand. You know, I mean, don't you agree? You ever hear Katie Couric when she says, Matt Lauer would get done saying something, and Katie Couric would go, anyway.
It's like
erasing everything that was said before.
F you, Matt.
It really is.
All right.
Well, you know, what am I supposed to say?
Well, anyway.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Please,
you're not a hoot.
Did you, the song is Stop the Rock, and it's by Apollo 440.
All right, very good.
That's the name of the group. Rob just looked it up on the web.
It's a music group. It's also something you can drink.
And out in Las Vegas, they should run the whole show every day and take off Johnson and the Dickweed, whatever their names
are. Masters and Johnson.
Johnson and Johnson.
Just take them off starting at 8 o'clock. Hello, Don and Mike show. It's the smart move. It's a sensible move. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Don Mike.
It's a good thing.
You're on the air. Hi.
Dominic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This bonehead DJ or JD or AD or whatever, ADD or whatever the hell his name is, he's full of crap. These guys speak very highly of you. They're admirably.
Oh, the guys who we want to replace?
No, the guys in Vegas.
That's who I'm talking about. The guys? The guys that we want to replace.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that they... Well, then they're smart guys. They're admiring the show. That's great. If you really like the show, give up an hour of your show.
Smart,
scared
guys.
Well, I think
guys.
The problem is, as far as the ratings go, they just simply don't advertise. I've never seen a commercial.
Oh, it doesn't matter. No, that's
come
not
on.
It.
Boy, you know what? Whoever these guys are, they should have a lot of people in Las Vegas who come up with a lot of good excuses for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
No, you're the second guy with an excuse. You're the guy, people are pinheads.
We wouldn't be getting these calls if they put a few more clocks on the wall.
Where, in
Windows?
Vegas?
Yeah.
In Las Vegas?
Your windows, clocks on the wall. Get with it.
We just want them to run our whole show. That's all. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Okay, I live here in Vegas, and I've talked to the general manager at this radio station.
Yes, sir.
You're an active listener.
Yes, I am. The reason he said that the local morning zoo DJs take precedence is because they're local.
Yeah, and I want to tell you something. This is the biggest fallacy in radio.
Are we on, Don? You're going to be very clear to me. Are we on one of these radio stations now again in
Las Vegas?
I think so.
I think so.
All the signs are there for a very short run.
I think so. I want to tell you something, and we have proven this in market after market. Being local means dick.
Thank you.
People listen to a radio show that is funny. People listen to a radio show that talks about things that they can relate to.
Right.
People don't give a crap if a disc jockey gets on and goes, hey, man, I was driving down Golden Stream Avenue the other day,
yeah,
and I saw a beautiful, beautiful Good Humor ice cream truck. I mean, who cares?
Man, I think David Letterman gets called into the office after the show and goes, hey, that was a great bit about President Bush, but why didn't you mention the bull roast?
Yeah, come on, please.
Yeah, they're one of these stations that, like, does all of the sneak previews and talks about the local news stations.
But here's the deal. You can do all of that around these shows. You can do all of it.
Yeah,
it's called your amount of time that you have to do stuff.
Yeah, do it during our commercial breaks. You know, do it in the 20 hours a day that we're not on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
All we're asking is that they carry the whole show. But listen, they made the first step by moving it from tape delay to live, so for that we're happy.
Yeah, well, maybe you want to give this guy a call or something, you know.
No, listen, frankly, my days of arguing with general managers on the air are long gone.
Come on.
No,
you're great at it.
We got better stuff to do, though.
Are there a lot of flights from Vegas to Sacramento?
We got better stuff to do.
Hello,
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to scoop buzz.
Oh, what do you got?
Terrorist attack in D.C. and Southeast.
Now, you know what? We get a lot of these, and check them out before.
Oh, that ain't true.
We get a lot of this crap.
It is true.
It's a joke.
It's on the television and everything. I just heard, my girlfriend works at the hospital. They just closed the hospital.
Right. Well, what channel did you see it on?
I am driving. I call my girlfriend. She works at the hospital.
I hate these because these guys are so off. I mean, like, we've got three or four, and now we got to check it out.
No, that ain't true. Come on, it's not true.
It is true.
There's not a terrorist.
Turn on the television.
There's not a terrorist attack in D.C.
There is. I mean, all this guy is on the train. He's spraying some stuff. They got the 15.
Hey, all right, knock it off. All right, shut up. Hang up on this guy. This is scary stuff. Don't scare people.
Come on. That guy's full of crap. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oops. Don and Mike, hello.
Done.
You know, I think it's the same guy. I swear to God, we got a couple of calls, those BS calls, that the guy had a similar tone to another guy that had some completely off-the-wall story. Hey, I want to, and it always starts the same way. I want to scoop buzz.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Like if there was a terrorist attack, we wouldn't hear about it. Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Marty. I'm a cab driver in Las Vegas.
Yes, Marty, hi.
And Mike just said something a moment ago that scared me to death. He said that might be the end of the show in Las Vegas.
No, don't worry about it.
Don't let that happen.
No, don't worry, sir. Don't worry. Don't worry, Marty. Keep driving your cab.
I was being petulant.
Let's go to Guy Birdley. Buzz.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a terrorist situation, but something spooky is going on. The Metro station shut down over a hazardous material incident. The Southern Avenue Metro station on the Green Line closed as PG County deals with a possible hazardous material situation. The unknown material was carried in a jar by a man who got into an altercation with a Metro Transit officer platform Tuesday morning.
See, the thing is,
the story.
Before September 11th, if this stuff would have happened,
right,
it would be like the last item on the news before they go to the sports guy at night.
And no spillage.
Yeah, and no spillage.
Not,
so nothing got spilled.
Way to go, right. Buzz Burbank on top of it. Very good.
But I don't doubt. All right, so the guy wasn't full of crap. And I don't doubt that maybe they didn't break in TV in D.C., you know.
Yeah, D.C.'s great for that.
Because they love doing that.
They absolutely, and then, they're great with the breaking in with the story, right, and then no follow-up.
Yeah, right. Now back to Judge Judy.
Right.
We'll have more shortly. Now back to the Drew Carey Show.
We don't have any details because we don't.
Now, back to Third Rock from the Sun.
Thank you. People are jumping.
All right. Come on, everybody. Chill out. This is the kind of stuff that wouldn't even get reported on the news
a
month ago. Mm-hmm. Just please, everybody chill, for God's sakes. Let's hear this tape. I know we got a break. Let me just tease this tape. Over the weekend, Joe Ardinger, Super Joe from our staff.
I'm laughing already.
He went to Fredneck, Maryland to interview. What is this? Hold on. Mark? Mark, hi, what?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that guy was right. I was just flipping back and forth. I heard it on another station.
Yeah, Buzz has the story, though. He just had it.
There's nothing to it.
No spillage.
Well, actually, they just reported you guys on the site, and he said 35 people got sprayed with something that guy had.
Well, Buzz has another story that he's reporting.
We'll keep checking. My latest information says no spillage, no injuries.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and where did you hear it? Where did you hear it?
Whatever.
used to the same word.
Cigarettes, check. M&M's, check. Directions, check.
Directions.
Contact names, check.
3 pounds of pot.
Check.
Check. Suitcase full.
Questions for the talent. Check.
5 foot bong. Check.
Tape deck. Check.
Obviously.
Got it.
Talking into it.
Tape deck. Check. And away we go. Let's stop for some gas, and then I'll...
Yeah, right.
I'll check back in when I'm stuck in traffic, inevitably on the Beltway.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is just the first part of the Joe Ardinger trip.
Get ready for an adventure.
Frederick, Maryland.
It's an incredible adventure.
You see, you were hoping for a celebrity interview, but what right. you got was that and the travel log.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Opium. Check. Okay. All right, we will hear Joe. And now, Rob, you've heard this tape. Does he actually make contact with Dick Van Patten and Frank Gorshin?
You're going to like this tape.
Okay.
Hooded wool sweater with white turtleneck. Check.
Does he give him the sex quiz?
Everyone except Jimmy Van Patten.
Okay, all right. Oh. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight. And today from New York, you can call 877-692-1027.
If you don't get wood, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's do some more words.
All right.
For our story. And then we'll get right to the Joe Ardinger, okay, Dick Van Patten, Frank Gorshin tapes. Mike, you get to go first.
Here we go. Ready?
All right, what's your word, my friend?
Trembling. Thank you. Wow. I always wanted to get that one in there.
All right, I'm going to go next.
Okay. Yeah, you always seem to jump ahead.
Bleeding.
Wow.
Yes. Perfect.
Leading. Let's see. Buzz, Rob, who wants to go next?
Rob.
Okay. Eager.
Eager. Buzz.
And willing.
Two words?
One word. Willing.
Eager, willing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's your next 4 words. Trembling, bleeding, eager, mm-hmm. willing.
Got it. Boys, really masterful job today. I think it's terrific.
You've listened to the whole 4 hours of the show today.
It's like sitting with four Ernest Hemingways.
It is, isn't it?
You got a serious chance of winning a vacation for two to Iceland.
Wow.
Trip includes round-trip airfare on Iceland Air, two nights hotel. Go to IcelandAir.com for more information. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
All right.
Now, we have tons of phone calls to get to, and I don't want to piss anybody off who wants to get on the air. Call and tell Joe and Lisa what you want to talk about, but we got to get to this tape. Joe Ardinger, Super Joe from our staff, goes up to Fredneck, Maryland Friday night to see Dick Van Patten and Frank Gorshin in the Sunshine Boys. And here now are the rest of the tape of Joe's travels to the show.
Says, rocking up your
hey, it's Surf Buddy.
Steve Miller coming up on the music. It is his birthday today.
Hey, anyway.
Drew from Lakeridge.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Mike here is little boy. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Good song for a Friday, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, great song for Friday.
They come back soon, and we're all wishing the best for them.
Right on.
Okay, Joe.
Anyway, I got gas and oil. It's amazing how much better your car runs when it's got oil in it. Pat Goss will tell you that. Right, Joe. Anyway, check back with you when I'm stuck in the Beltway.
And, you know, I want you to know that I pared down the travelogue part by about 70%.
Well, you know, I will tell you that Joe always puts oil in his car right before the engine seizes.
Here we go.
I just heard on the traffic that 270 is blocked both ways in Frederick. That sucks. MTA training centers.
Looking to finish your degree without slowing down your...
That blows ass. I'm never going to make it on time now. It's 5:45.
Without career
in... And I wanted to be there by 7, and that's never going to happen.
Potomac College is...
Let's see. Been on the road for about an hour and 20 minutes.
Is this funny, or do you have to know Joe to know this?
No, this is funny.
Not
funny. This is funny. This stands alone.
Just hearing Joe's, Joe's random thoughts as he's driving up 270.
I think you really get a sense for the pace at which Joe moves.
And add into the equation that this is all stuff that he decided, well, I think I'll unpause the tape deck and record this thought
right now.
Okay, gotcha.
It's 6:30, and I'm a mile away from 270. Pretty good beltway. Dude. They say traffic is bad in L.A. I've been in traffic in L.A. It is nothing like our beloved.
Dude. L.A. lifestyle, man.
Okay. Well, we got on 270 at about 635. And we're moving. We're moving at about 65 miles an hour.
There you go.
So
his car vibrating off the road.
But hopefully it'll be before the show.
Hopefully.
And I'll check back with you as we get closer to our destination.
Time to leave, 6:20.
Destination Van Patten.
The Podmobile.
That there is the incident in the Frederick area, and my information is telling me that there's a 15-mile backup.
Wow.
I'm not sure where that backup is.
I can't be with people going to see Dick Van Patten, can
I? I assume that was the case.
A 15-mile backup?
Oh, sure. Easily for the Sunshine Boys.
However, I'm sure I'll find out.
Oh, Joe is singing along here.
He likes the classic rock, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
All together.
Rolling.
15 miles outside of Fredericksburg. I mean, Frederick.
And all those cranial cramps.
70 miles an hour.
There you go. Now he's moving.
So I could actually get there before the show. The backup that has been...
He's a little nervous, isn't he, about making his appointment.
So we'll see what happens.
It's like, what it is, he probably pared down like a big lengthy explanation.
And you know what I think the problem... His worry is if he gets there... While the show is starting, he's going to have to sit through the whole show before he can do it.
Yeah, now Joe and I did have that discussion that he wanted to get there before the show so he could give Van Patten the flowers and give Gorshin the cigarettes and give them the sex quiz and not have to sit through the Sunshine Boys.
Because there's partying to do on Friday night.
And come on, really, who wants to sit through the Sunshine Boys?
Rob,
you both put your hands up. You had the opportunity to go.
Couldn't make it on time.
Just kidding. It was location.
Okay.
Closer to Frederick. If all goes well, I should be getting in about 10 minutes to my destination, Van Patten. I'll check in with you when I get a parking space. Or if I get stuck in traffic again.
I'm driving through downtown, Old Town Frederick right now.
How much of this travelogue is there, Rob?
I say there's maybe a minute left. There's not much.
Okay.
I cut most of it out.
What a godforsaken place.
Frederick now at West Patrick and South Market Street. I'm right around the corner from the theater, and it's 7:15. So, hey, looks like I may have made it all right.
So, hey.
Hey. Across the street from the place and a loading zone, $35 fine, but I'm never coming back to Frederick, so I won't pay it. It's a proclamation to read.
Joe's reading a proclamation.
Yeah. Let me make sure that...
Oh, now, this is where Joe's in the theater. And Rob
sounds like somebody turned the TV on.
He's on backstage.
We've actually written a proclamation for him to read.
Oh, good.
So here's Joe backstage, Robbie?
Yes.
Backstage.
The deck is on. Oh, I'm nervous. Yes. I'm in the presence of big celebrities here. A hearty and booming hello.
So wait, is he back there now with Van Patten and Gorshin?
The way I didn't ask Joe, but the way it seems is that he's like in an area backstage surrounded by the entire cast.
Okay, very good. Here you go. Here's Joe Hardinger with the stars of the Sunshine Boys.
A proclamation to read.
Joe's reading a proclamation.
Yeah, let me make sure the deck is on. Oh, I'm nervous. I'm in the presence of big celebrities here. A hearty and booming hello to you, Jimmy Van Patten, Dick Van Patten, Frank Gorshin, from your big fans Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Wait, read that billing again.
Abortion?
Frank.
In any particular order. I am their emissary of love, Joseph William Arninger, and it is a great pride I present you with 3 pounds of M&M's, lovely cut flowers, Vantage regular smokes, as a token of admiration from Don and Mike. They applaud you, and if this is before the performance, break a leg, which it is. But it's my script, I had to read it.
Thank you. Now, did we mention that we are giving Frank Gorshin 200 packs of Vantage cigarettes?
I think that was in the proclamation, but it might have gotten lost in the trip.
So do we have the exchange of the cigarettes, which is what I was looking forward to?
Well, that was the presentation, and I believe you get addressed by the people at this point.
Well, okay, here we go. Some reaction back to the table.
Would you like to thank Don and Mike?
Yes. Don and Mike and Joe, all of you, I'm overwhelmed. This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done. You didn't have to do it, but you're such great friends. We really appreciate it. We're just about to go on now in about 5 minutes, and Jimmy is here and Frank Gorshin is here, and they want to... Frank is overwhelmed, too. I'll put him on. I wish I could get to see you guys, though.
It's Frank Gorshin.
I don't know how to say this, but I don't smoke. I was just kidding.
So you got to get the visual on this. Joe is there with a giant garbage bag, like a plastic garbage bag. We didn't do the cartons of cigarettes. We took each pack out of the big carton.
Right,
so there are 200 separate packages of cigarettes
in a garbage bag.
Joe's got them in a garbage bag over his arm as he hands them to Frank Gorshin.
That is fantastic.
200 packs.
Wow. That's been a long time since anybody ever done anything as nice as that. I just can't believe it. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank Gorshin.
Here's Jimmy.
You guys, thank you so much for the M&M's. This is terrific.
That's Jimmy Van Patten. We gave him 3 pounds of M&M's.
Right, because he's the little boy.
3 pounds of M&M's.
Little Jimmy.
I got to invite you over to Thanksgiving for one more time then. Really. Come this year to Thanksgiving at the Van Patten house. We'd love to see you.
Well, I might take you up on that because I love Los Angeles. Okay, now I'd like to do some personal interviews, you know, one at a time, one on one. Okay, checking off for just a second, and I think I'll meet with Frank first.
Frank? Joe's very nervous.
Yeah,
well, it's exciting.
But you know what? Joe deserves a big round of applause because he had stones to do the sex quiz one-on-one, face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe's got some balls. Does he ask them all the questions?
Can I break in for a second?
Wow. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
At this point in the taping, I am drenched in sweat because I am so nervous.
Yeah, Joe, it's cool. I think it's endearing that you're a little nervous now, about this interview.
Joe, how did Gorshin react to his 200 packs of cigarettes?
They were all in shock when I walked in there with all this stuff. I mean, I don't think they expected anyone to show up.
That's good. Well, and did Gorshin really seem to appreciate the cigarettes?
Absolutely. I mean,
very good.
Absolutely.
Because that's the biggest goof of all.
Sure.
With 200 packs of cigarettes.
I don't smoke. Hey, Gorshin.
Gorshin, how you doing?
All right, so you interviewed Gorshin first?
That was the other thing. I interviewed him all first, and then I separate him for the sex quiz.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so you're just going to do the jive interview first?
Right, right.
All right, okay. So here's the jive interviews.
Gorshin, you were so great on the Ed Sullivan Show in the early 60s. Really fine. How great was it, and do you miss it?
Do I miss what I was? You mean, do I miss what I did?
You miss the Ed Sullivan Show.
Do I miss doing it? I'll tell you what. The one show I always will remember is the 1964 show. I appeared on that show.
Is that the serious thing that he did?
The Beatles were on that show.
Christ, what a bore.
In this country. I didn't know they were going to be on the show. I was in my dressing room. I remember vividly looking at this.
This is like the thing we have to ask him to set him up so we can so we can ask him if he's ever had anal.
You seem shorter in person than on TV, is the case with most big stars. What is your current height and weight?
In the red corner.
5'8.5".
106 pounds.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting.
He said, what's your current weight?
I'm
height
waiting.
And weight.
Joe would probably help us, but I'm guessing the C is the publicity lady.
Hey, Joe, who was that?
An assistant. It was one of the assistants. It wasn't Monica.
Ah, the assistant.
The assistant, okay, all right.
So, I'm waiting.
Wait.
I'd say he's about $175. Yeah. Don and Mike are truly sorry.
$160.
Oh, okay. Don and Mike are truly sorry a previous commitment prevented them from attending tonight. Would you like to send them a message?
Cigarettes. I'll send them my cigarettes. Send who a message?
Don
to the guys?
Mike. Don and Mike.
Just, hey, listen, I'm going on thinking about my cigarettes, all these cigarettes.
You're speechless. You're without speech.
I'm speechless, that's the thing.
You want to have a cigarette with me later?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, great.
You got some with you?
I got 2,800 of them, as a matter of fact.
Is that how many we really give us? 2,800 cigarettes?
Yeah, 28 in a pack, 100 cigarettes,
no,
right?
No, 20 to a pack.
Oh,
so
20
that
to
would
a pack.
Be 140 packs?
Wow.
We gave him 2,800 cigarettes.
That's funny.
Wow.
That's funny.
Gossip.
Watch your obituary.
It is a joy to return to the, or is it a joy to return to the legitimate stage?
Yes, it is, especially in such a good show, you know, that Neil Simon wrote, The Sunshine Boys. It's a wonderful show, and working with Frank Gorshin and my son Jimmy and the rest of the cast, they're all wonderful. But it's really a pleasure. This show is being done in top class, really first class.
Oh, come on.
It's a good show.
One straight question.
To a show, and you're
please.
They go, gee, they won't like it, but you don't have to worry about.
Who cares?
They all love it.
Do you miss TV work and the big paycheck that accompanies it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'll be honest with you. To do a TV series, you can make big bucks, and there's a lot of recognition in it.
Did we write a question about the girl who just died from It Is Enough?
No, we didn't. I thought that would be in the, perhaps the worst taste.
Well, that's too bad. Which one was it? She killed herself?
Played the oldest daughter, and she was battling an addiction of some sort.
Gotcha.
And I've done 7 series. Yeah, I do like TV series. Yeah, I miss those a little. Yes.
Are you cleaning up, though, with the Sunshine Boys paycheck?
This does pay very well, yes. But that's not the main reason I like it. I like the cast and playing with Frank Gorshin. I've always been a big fan of Frank Gorshin. But I didn't know him from The Riddler. I knew him. I saw him on Broadway in Jimmy Walker, the show called Jimmy. And then
how much of this do I got to hear, Rob?
Doing all those acts.
One more question.
I went to Vegas and I saw him do impressions. And then after the impressions, he did a dramatic scene of doing Richard Burton. And I said, boy, this guy's a real good actor, you know?
Please, shut off.
Do you think it would hip up the play if you spelled Sunshine Boys, B-O-Y-Z?
B-O-O. No, I don't think it needs any.
Oh, my God. He doesn't get it.
Money. You're rich, right? Can I have like $10?
Well, sure. Anytime. But you know what? You forget I'm a horse player, and the horse players are never rich.
You know, I'm gonna have to stop that, make the editorial decision that we're just going to go right to the sex quiz.
Very good.
I don't care about how great Frank Gorshin's time on the Ed Sullivan Show was.
You're going to miss when
I want to know what he meant by he's a horse player.
You're going to miss when they basically invite you to Hap's for New Year's Eve.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got invited to the Playboy Mansion for New Year's Eve.
You
got to
play that.
Where is that?
I think, isn't that in Jimmy's interview, Joe?
That's right.
Oh, God. Well, just find it during the commercials.
You got it.
So we don't have to listen to the whole goddamn thing on the air. And, you know, this will be the true test, I think, of if people are actually listening to the show today.
Very good.
Because this has been a less than stellar segment, I think.
Oh, but what's coming up is very much worth it.
I do want to get 4 more words for our story.
All right.
For the trip to Iceland. So let's really test our listeners' patience here, because Rob says this next segment is killer with this sex quiz. And Rob, I'll go to you for the first word, please. Rob A for the first word.
Flag waving.
And Buzz?
Obedient.
Mike?
Wide-eyed. The hyphenated words today. It's very cool. Don.
Nazi. N-A-Z-I. Nazi.
That might be close to wrapping it up.
We just need it now.
Got about an hour and 10 minutes left in the show.
Drawing in.
So your 4 words now are flag waving, obedient, wide eyed. Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Or Nazi.
Yeah, Nazi.
Singular, yes.
N-A-Z-I. Yeah, sorry, not Nazis.
Nazi.
Nazi.
Right.
Okay? Nazi. Those are the words. We're not done with the story yet, and when we come back, you will hear Frank Gorshin and Dick Van Patten take the sex quiz.
And invite us to the Playboy Mansion.
Joe Artinger. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
Live from the Pegasus, the Don and Mike Show.
You call us at 877-365-3636. From New York, 877-692-1027. We're going to give away a trip to Iceland here in a couple of seconds. Keep writing the story.
Wow.
Tomorrow on the show, soap opera star Tim Stickney's coming in.
All right.
Hey. I'm afraid I'm going to have to beat him at NFL 2K1. He's bringing in his video game.
I'm looking forward to it. Have you played the new one?
I played a couple times against Bart.
Okay.
Got killed both times. Bonnie Bernstein from CBS coming in to officiate that match.
Bonnie Bernstein.
Tomorrow night, it's the Don and Mike Gutter Balls. We're playing our first ever public bowling match.
Against the Queen's Aggravation.
And we're going to kick their ass tomorrow night, 7:30.
Heavy flow.
That's in Queens.
Oh, no.
At the Woodhaven Lounge. You want more information on that? You want to come out? We'd love to see you. Mm-hmm. Go to WNEW.com. Okay, and Wednesday, Mankind is coming in. Our friend Mick Foley.
Yay.
Mick. So tons of stuff happening. Telling people about an hour ago, calling from D.C., panicking about whatever the story is, and mm-hmm. Buzz has been checking into it, and the story, shocker, keeps changing.
It is a fluctuating story, a tribute to the early journalism efforts down in Washington, D.C.
And this is exactly why we yelled at the guy on the phone. Guy calls in, you know, hey, I heard on another station that there is an anthrax thing in D.C.
Oh, people get, the people that do that are getting wood by calling up, I swear to God, and making those statements before they really know any of the details.
And Buzz will have the details for us in a second, but right now, as it stands, from what I've heard, from what Buzz has read, the only thing that people are reacting to is pepper spray.
That could be the case. It's some kind of stuff.
That the cops sprayed at a guy that had a jar with something down by the metro tracks.
It appears it could be the case, yes.
Okay, so just chill out. We'll have. That's why Buzz is here. I promise we'll get to your news and comments in a moment.
We'll tie it all up with that kind of a statement. That could be the case.
Well,
you just said it's a story in flux. There are a lot of conflicting reports, and I'm not going to marry any of these until we know for sure.
Absolutely. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Am I call 100?
Call 100? Oh, no, we're not ready for it yet.
Okay.
What are you going for, the story?
Yeah.
No, the story's not done yet.
All right.
Not yet. No, we got more to write. Although you could certainly take it as it is, mm-hmm. as a winning story.
It's a winner.
We got the sex tapes. The Frank Gorshin.
The sex quiz.
And Dick Van Patten's sex. I'll call them sex tapes, I think, Rob.
Sex books.
The sex tapes. First, Rob is isolated where Jimmy Van Patten invites us to the Van Patten compound for Thanksgiving, and then to the Playboy Mansion with
Hef. Right, for Hef.
Okay, here we go. CD number 4.
Do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Yeah, I miss you guys, and I'll see you at Thanksgiving, and you're the funniest guys in the world, and maybe come over for Christmas, too.
How about New Year's? Is there a Van Patten New Year's party?
No, we go to Hugh Hefner's on New Year's. Actually, if you guys want to come with us, well, I'm not sure if we can. Maybe my father can get you in.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, he got you in. We'll see you at Hef's.
Oh, that's great. We'll party in the grotto, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. There's our invitation. Now,
hell of an invitation.
Now on to the sex quizzes.
Sex tapes, Don.
Sex tapes with Frank. Kid
lost sex tapes.
Who's first? Is it Gorshin or Van Patten?
I believe it's Frank Gorshin.
Frank Gorshin.
Oh, good. Well, this has the most potential for tenseness.
Here we go.
You can say yes or no, but I have to ask you because I came all this way. Don and Mike insisted that I ask you if you would take the sex quiz.
All right. Now, is this after the show?
No, this is all before Kurt.
Wow. Hey, was Joe doing the Larry Bud Melman thing with the microphone there? Because you hear him. Yeah, you hear it. It's like, I want to know if you'll take the sex quiz. And you hear, all right.
Yeah, where Larry Bud Melman would ask a question but would never move the microphone to the person's mouth who he is interviewing.
Exactly.
You'd have to ask him. Now, you know, they cut it so close to their showtime that Jimmy Van Patten, the only reason he didn't take the sex quiz is that he was already on stage.
Wow.
Mere moments before the curtain opens.
All right, here is Joe Ardinger with Frank Gorshin, the Riddler.
Maybe I should get you guys separately, away from the ladies.
Oh,
come on.
Awkward moment.
Right over here. Just a little
from right here. Oh. Well, no, I mean, it could just be right here in the hallway.
Hallways are waiting to go on.
have any idea what Joe's going to be asking them?
No.
Not a clue.
Oh, you are?
The show. Can we do this afterwards?
There she is again.
It's just 10 questions.
Well, you're quick.
Okay.
Yeah, Dick, wait a minute. Dick just spotted a woodchuck.
I'm with Frank Gorshin. Have you ever been in a three-way or group sex before?
And on a freeway?
No, three-way or group sex.
Well, been in a three-way. Well, sure, doesn't everybody?
Have you ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
While she's what?
Menstruating.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Until they do.
Have you ever
had a... Wow.
I'm
about to call it red.
Have you ever...
That means they're red. You know
what? Hey, Gorshin.
What did he say?
He's into red.
Okay. Come on, red.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No. What is that? Oh, no, I'll tell you this, though. Cesar Romero and Desi Arnaz had an affair.
So I've heard.
All right, now we've turned him around full circle on the Joker being gay.
He's completely gone full circle.
Have you ever made love in your parents' house?
No, I never did that.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yeah, I guess I have. Now wait, look at the eavesdropping.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
J-O mean?
You know.
Joe gave him the motion.
Was Joe have to give him the hand sign?
And then I had to cut it out for appropriate, but he spelled it out. And he told him in no uncertain terms, Jack, what it was. So,
okay, all right. One of the off boys.
I want to hear you say it. I know what J-O means. Now, what was the question?
In front of others.
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, sure. I mean,
have you ever had sex in a public place?
Wait, did he change his answer?
Yes, he did. No. Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me.
I know what J-O means. Come on.
Come on, yeah. No. Yeah.
Good place.
Hold on a second.
Do you get the impression that I did if he had sex in his parents' house, it would have to be like a log cabin?
Now, what was the question?
In front of others.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, well, sure. I mean,
everybody
did.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
This is all going to be in the air, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm really going to be exposed. Barton Dunn.
Well, all our celebrities do this, though, so you're not alone. Dennis France took it.
I'm one of many. He flew a Sunum.
Huh?
Out of them, one.
Anyway, have you ever had sex in a public place?
Way to be persistent, Joe.
Place, what do you mean? Out in the open where everybody can watch you where there's an audience?
Los Angeles, for instance. Yeah.
What do you mean Los Angeles? The big city of Los Angeles?
Sure.
In a house someplace?
Sure.
Out in the street. No.
We're asking the question.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Never. No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
But Rich Little has. Yeah, he's got tapes.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
In the where?
No-no spot.
Been...
You said you're not had a homosexual experience, so we're saying...
Oh, yeah, so you're saying with a woman, yeah. Well, sure, yeah.
Okay.
What
is your total number?
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure, of course I have.
Yeah, I was with the Beatles.
What you talking about?
Tank in my parents' cabin.
I gotta hear that again.
Come on now.
Hold on, here we go.
Of others.
What's the old man?
You know.
What?
Help yourself.
I just want to hear you say it.
Oh, this is the J-O part.
What's the J-O man? Now, what was the question?
In front of others.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I mean,
have you ever had sex in a public place?
This is all going to be in the air, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm really going to be exposed.
Oh, I went back way too far.
Well, all our celebrities do this, though, so you're not alone. Dennis France took it.
I'm one of many. He flew to Basuno.
So the no-no, his answer to no-no is yes.
Yes.
Anyway, have you ever had sex in a public place?
No. But you mean Los Angeles? The open where everybody can watch you with there's an audience?
Los Angeles, for instance.
Joe seems to be focused on Los Angeles a little bit.
I'll have a place in
London. Sure.
Out in the street.
Out in the street.
No.
Out in the street.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Never. No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
But Rich Little has. Yeah, he's got tapes.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
No. Have I ever had, or have I ever been...
Well, it's, you said you're not had a homosexual experience, so we're saying...
Oh, yeah, so you're saying with a woman, right? Well, sure. Yeah.
What is your total number of sexual partners?
All right, total number.
First time you have.
Total number. Closest 100, closest 1,000.
What year is this? Oh, I would say, well, 1,000, maybe. I'd say hundreds.
Sorry. Okay. Have you J-O'd today?
And that's just last week.
Have you J-O'd today?
No, I forgot to.
Have you ever had sex in a car? Have you ever had sex in a car?
Oh, yeah, a lot of cars. A lot of different cars.
And have you ever had one-night stands or sex with a stranger?
Have you had what?
Had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger.
A stranger being what? You mean just
he's a handful. Yeah.
This is anybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
You
just can't answer. Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
You made my job so easy.
Piece of cake.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so how did...
Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, please. How did Frank Gorshin do there, Robbie? Or Buzz?
A very respectable 7 yes answers out of 12 questions.
Very good, Frank. And, you know, I are you like me thinking that maybe he didn't understand some of the questions?
I know it, J.O.
He was just got J.O. What's he talking about? I'm just trying to be hip.
He definitely got the butt thing.
I think he enjoyed taking it.
All right, now, very quickly, Dick Van Patten, same questions, takes the sex quiz.
I think this will be very revealing. Oh,
thank
yeah.
you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, now Mr. Van Patten's turn. Have you ever been in a three-way or group sex, Mr. Van Patten?
No, I never have, actually. I've thought about it.
I just want to say, I knew that he would answer the questions like a, just absolutely forthright. That's the way he is.
Hello, Keith. Keith, hi.
Hi. Hey, doesn't he sound a little bit like Keith Richards state? I mean, that'd be quite the conversation.
You think Frank Gorshin sounds like Keith Richards?
No, I think it'd be comical if you get those two in a conversation.
Oh, I think it'd be fun to compare their body weights.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the Richards. This is Don and Mike.
Yeah, Frank Gorshin.
Thank you.
Hi, Keith. Love the Stones.
All right, thanks for the call. All right,
you know what J.O. means?
Yeah, I do.
Back to Van Patten.
Mating. Or while the woman is menstruating.
No, never have.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No, but when I was a kid, I was sitting in the theater, and a guy sat next to me and started to touch my knee, and I moved.
I knew he would answer the questions. I love that man.
Have you ever made love in your parents' house?
Yes, I have. My parents didn't know it.
Or so you think. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes, but I paid for it.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No, never.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes, I did in the ocean once.
The ocean.
I knew he would do it like this.
He had hot interracial sex, but he paid for it.
Just seriously and completely honestly answering all the questions without any shtick.
And he had sex in the ocean.
It's great.
At the racetrack, in the infield, but 30,000 people in the grandstand, but nobody could see me. I was behind a bush.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Never, no, sorry.
With all that showbiz behind you. Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
No, I never, no.
What is your total number of sexual partners?
Since I'm married, not since I'm married, before I got married?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I remember every girl that I...
Before or after?
I remember every girl, I remember everyone's name. I was, not that many, maybe about 18.
Have you, J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I love that, man.
Well, let me say one more thing. You know, when you gave me those flowers, I looked at them. I just looked at them closely. They're really beautiful. So thank you very, very much.
Right,
you
know,
he's the greatest.
I will keep them. You know, we travel in a bus, so we'll keep them in the bus with us.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. You did my job very easy tonight. Where did Jimmy go? Okay. Well, Don and Mike, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to go catch the show. I guess I can get a beer in the lobby and kick back and watch the show.
the show. It's very good.
I'm looking. Yeah, I do. I'm all set and looking forward to it. And thanks again. And I'll talk to you guys on my ride home, Dynamite.
That is a window into the soul of Dignity. Unfazed answer. And it's like,
oh, and by the way, those flowers were lovely. You would think that most people, when they're about ready to hit the stage, are like thinking about their lines or something. No. But not Dick.
No.
Yes, 18. I remember all their names.
In Hot the ocean. Hot in Horatio sucks, but he paid for
it. He paid for it.
All right, let's get a buzz in the news desk now. Here we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Yeah, it's me.
He made it up.
I got it. The lead story has to be Frank Gorshin's enjoyed anal.
Absolutely.
Is that your lead?
Well, I think that's pretty important, but no, today's lead is the latest on the war and the nervousness here at home.
All right, everybody. Oh, and listen, we haven't given away the trip to Iceland yet. We're not done with that story yet.
All right.
So please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
very professional.
And Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This is Don and Mike Gutterballs tomorrow night making our world debut. Perfect season.
Yeah.
We're going to be the Miami Dolphins of bowling.
Fantastic.
Tomorrow night, the Don and Mike Gutterballs will take on...
the aggravation. The Queen's aggravation.
Tomorrow night, 7:30, Woodhaven Lanes in Queens. Come on by. We'd love to meet you. Information on that at WNEW.com. You can also instant feedback us there. And I think we're about ready to finish the story before Buzz starts the news. We have just four more words to go, and I'll go to Mike for the first word, please. You got your story there, Mike?
Yeah, Don. I'm going to say F's.
F's?
F's.
F of
apostrophe S, yes.
Okay. Buzz.
He.
He.
Rob.
Called. Lots of pressure on me with this last word.
Nah, pressure.
God said.
Well, I could go with that. Lovers, bitches.
Yeah,
lovers, bitches.
Second one.
Bitches. You think bitches?
Yeah.
His bitches.
His bitches.
His bitches.
Yeah.
That's actually an extra word.
But that's all right. But it's appropriate.
His bitches.
Had to be done.
Okay, so that's the story. Now, if you've been listening to the whole show today, you know the story we've just written. The headline in the New York Post this past weekend was Adolf Hitler was gay. Mm-hmm. We wrote a story about that today on the show.
Yes, we did.
Now, if you've got all the words in the correct order, we've written a beautiful story. Call 877-365-3636.
I thought it was a lovely story.
From New York, call 877-692-1027. 100th caller, we'll start with you. Give us the story in its entirety.
That's right.
And you'll win a vacation for two to Iceland. Now let's go right to the news cubicle and Buzz Burbank.
I didn't want to start with this story because it doesn't deserve all the attention it's been getting today. And so we will start with it because so many people are so worried about it, and there have been so many rumors and so many erroneous reports from various radio and television stations, checking the TV station's website. The station that has got the most wrong and most outdated information at this point is News 4, I'm sorry to say.
Channel 4 in D.C.
Here's the story, and here's the best capsulization of it you're going to get, I think. At 11:20 this morning or thereabouts in D.C., they shut down the Southern Avenue station of the metro on the Green Line.
That's the subway.
Writers say a man had a jar of liquid with him and that he was spraying it. Now, once this man was confronted by metro police about this, the man drew a knife and a gun, and in the scuffle that ensued, the jar was dropped. The jar did not break. The jar did not spill. Nothing came out of it at that point. Right now, the train car and the passengers are isolated and being analyzed, as is, of course, the jar. And there are reports that 15 to 35 people have been affected by the incident. We're talking, when we say affected, we mean dry throat, nausea, various symptoms. But now we're finding out that Metro Police say that may have been the pepper spray we used to subdue the man with the jar. So as far as we know, we don't know that there was anything threatening in the jar or that anything in the jar injured anyone.
And was it yellow?
Of the injuries, I'm wondering.
Did it have a little sausage in it?
Of the injuries that have been reported, none of them serious.
Remember that character on In Living Color?
Yeah.
Remember, wasn't it Damon Wayans used to carry his jar with his poop in it?
No one seriously hurt, and so the reports have people very nervous about, you know, anthrax. The A word has been mentioned a number of times. It's not that. It's, in fact, right now officials are playing it down as simply an isolated incident with one crazy individual.
And no word on the guy, right? We don't know what kind of guy it was. I mean, that guy that was on the plane yesterday was just a kook. Yeah,
which is exactly why, you know, we went off on the guy that called us up and said, I want to scoop Buzz. I just heard something on WTOP that, you know, there's a crazy anthrax thing happening.
People get so excited to pass along horrible news when it's not true.
And, you know, we're not, you know, say what you will about us. Yeah, we make fun of Rush Limbaugh. Yeah. Did we have a guy on the show today calling us from prison?
Right.
26 years? Yes. Do we do stuff that people don't like? Yes. But we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. We're not going to, with every story that comes out,
sure,
jump on the air and say, oh my God, we just heard there's a possibility this is happening.
And I would urge people that, you know, I'm going to give people credit here and say that if you hear a story and you haven't heard it on this show and you're thinking it's going to be fun or exciting, we have to remind you that it really isn't a very cool thing to do,
right,
to call any radio show unless you've got your information. Because, you know, this is, in these times, you can get people very upset for no reason, and we don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, being partly right is not good enough. In fact, that's about the worst thing you can do is be partly right.
Well, the one guy was really pissed, the guy that he called back, and he was like, hey, I'm just trying to tell you guys I heard it on WTOP. Well, obviously, if you heard it on WTOP or if you saw it on Channel 4, you didn't see the right story.
Right. Yeah, or didn't hear it correctly, or didn't transmit it to us correctly. You get one word wrong, it changes everything.
Yeah, and if you hear anything more, we get more details on this. But so far, everybody just chill out.
And we will talk about the nut on the airplane yesterday, and we will talk about the A word again. But first, let me tell you that we have begun our third day of bombing in Afghanistan.
Hurrah!
We apparently have a long way to go before we flush out the terrorists there, but U.S. military officials say Osama bin Laden's training camps have been turned to dust, and that the Taliban can no longer hit anything above 10,000 feet.
Good.
They say the Taliban military's key defenses are crippled, but not their soldiers or equipment on the ground. The U.S. will rely heavily on the rebel forces inside Afghanistan and America's own ground troops, who will reportedly move in next week. The Afghan rebels say the U.S. bombing is laying the groundwork for those troops, but they say the first 2 days of bombing have not been enough. That would explain the third. The rebels also say several big Taliban commanders have defected and are bringing 1,000 soldiers with them now to fight against bin Laden.
That's good. Come on over to the good guy's side.
Absolutely. We now know more today about what our pilots are painting on the nose cones of the bombs they're dropping on the Taliban military. Some write messages dedicating the bombs' work to New York's police and firefighters, as we mentioned yesterday.
Any buzz, not to always make it about us, but any saying, Don and Mike kick ass, Don and Mike rock.
I don't think so. I haven't heard of
it. I dedicate this bomb to Don and Mike.
You haven't heard about that?
Not yet. But
you're kidding.
There are a lot of bombs to be dropped, so I'm sure there's space for you guys.
Them with our names?
It's got to be.
Okay.
You call yourself a reporter.
Let's wait till the fifth day, guys.
Yes, I do, yeah.
USA.
You'll get there. Some guys write the messages to the police and firefighters, as we mentioned. Some name specific victims of the attack on America. One nose cone said, good morning, accompanied by the drawing of an outstretched middle finger.
But you see, what's funny is by the time the nose cone gets there,
right, exactly,
it can't read it.
It blows up. But I'll say this, the explosions are so loud,
right,
even Rush Limbaugh can hear them.
Wow, that is loud.
Mike, my dad!
Makes the pilots feel better, I think.
Hey, I heard something!
And regulations prohibit the defacing of military property, but that's a rule that's never enforced during a war.
Why?
Russia,
been about 4 hours since we got back to that story, bud.
I'll write it down for you, Russia, and I'll be talking about you shortly as well.
Just go down, boom.
If bin Laden takes a licking, will his Timex keep on ticking? Zoom in on his latest video, and you'll see public enemy number one wearing a Timex Iron Man triathlon watch on his right wrist.
What does that say?
So despite our being the land of the infidels, even bin Laden is buying America.
Well, you can't expect him to, you know, his terrorist watch. It's like a sundial.
Don't they have, like, those kooky Amish rules that they're not allowed to have, like, modern conveniences and stuff?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go to the Pennsylvania Dutch Farmers Market to find out the answer.
Taliban?
Great nut loaf.
Pick up some apple butter.
Buzz, hold on. It's time. to try to give away a vacation to Iceland.
All right. Fantastic.
We're going to do this right now and take caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Who's this?
This is Susan.
Susan, where are you from?
Manassas.
Beautiful. You're listening on WJFK. Been listening the whole show today?
I have been.
Well, I hope you've got all the words in the story. Let me get the music going. Okay, I'll give you the first line of the story that we wrote. Adolf Hitler was so gay, he... What's the next word?
Sucked,
yes.
On many blondes.
Yeah, now slow down.
You got to do it just one word at a time so I can play the dinger thing. Okay, let's start it again.
Take it from the top.
Adolf Hitler was so gay, he...
Sucked on many blonde, young, firm, Aryan, hateful, erect,
yeah,
youthful, brown-shirted, nubile, trembling, bleeding,
yeah,
eager, willing, F.
Oh,
what was after?
Oh, no.
What was after winning?
F.
Did you take a nap?
No, you must have gone away for a while.
Oh, honey.
Oh,
I am sorry.
I took a duke.
Oh, you had to take a duke?
Yeah.
You had to take a duke. I am sorry.
A classy lady.
A costly duke indeed.
I'm sorry. That duke just cost you a trip to Iceland.
All right. That's first rule of thumb for the Don and Mike show. When listening, skip your BMs.
Or bring the radio in there with you.
But if you can, hold it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Don and Mike. Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
Bethesda.
Eric, you got the story?
I do.
All right, let's go, Eric, go. Eric, Adolf Hitler was so gay, he...
He sucked on many...
Yeah.
Blonde.
Right.
Young.
Yeah.
Firm.
Yeah.
Aryan.
Yeah.
Hateful.
Yep.
Erect.
Yep.
Youthful.
Yep.
Brown-shirted.
Yep.
Nubile.
Right.
Trembling.
Yep.
Bleeding.
Yep.
Eager.
Yep.
Willing.
Willing, yes.
Flag-waving.
Flag-waving.
Obedient. Wide-eyed. Nazi. F. He called his bitches.
He called his bitches. That's right.
You're the big winner.
That's right. Story in the New York Post over the weekend that Adolf Hitler's a fag. We wrote a beautiful story about it. And now, are you ready for your dream vacation? Do I got music for this or not?
Oh.
No, that's the wrong music.
That'd be Italy. That wouldn't be Iceland.
Let me get anything here. Eric, congratulations. You have won. That's the same music, Rob.
I love it.
You've won a trip for two to Iceland. Your trip includes round-trip airfare on Iceland Air, and you're calling from where?
Bethesda, Maryland.
All right, so you'll fly out of BWI Airport. Hotel accommodations included. Everybody go to IcelandAir.com for more information. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. As Rush Limbaugh would say, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
There we go.
Thank you.
I've never won anything before in my life. Listening to you since WAVA, and you guys rock.
Thank you for listening to the show. Enjoy it, my friend.
All right. Thanks,
Don. You're very welcome. Free vacation to Iceland.
All right.
I feel bad for that first lady.
Yeah, that's a shame. She took a duke, Don.
She had trembling, bleeding, eager, willing, but she forgot the flag-waving, obedient, wide-eyed Nazi.
Yeah, she paid more attention to her flag-waving, obedient, wide-eyed duke.
All right, so Adolf Hitler was gay. We've given away another trip to Iceland.
Yep.
We will do it again on tomorrow's episode. Buzz has more news, more comments right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
It's Dark Pants time.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Great show today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And tomorrow, we're going to double up, make lots of four-hour club calls. You listen to the show every day for 4 hours. please let us know and send us your information to Don and Mike, 4-Hour Club, P.O. Box 3649er, Washington, D.C., 20007. I am proud to tell you already over 12,000 people have joined the brand-new 4-Hour Club.
If you listen to all 4 hours of this show, you can win.
So get us the information. We'll get you the card back in the mail. We'll make calls on tomorrow's episode there at the Touchstones. We'll get more news with Buzz, but now be caller 100-877-365-3636 or 877-692-1027 in New York. Call 100. Tomorrow on the show, Tim Stickney from One Life to Live is coming in to play me in video football.
RJ.
Bonnie Bernstein from CBS is going to come in and give a commentary on this.
Right.
The Thursday on the show, Mick Foley. Mankind will be here for a whole hour with us.
Very good.
And tomorrow, the tape. Have you put the tape already away, the Larry King tape?
I have.
Larry King and his daughter.
All right.
Hiya. The name of the book is... What's the name of the book?
Oh, let me check. Hold on.
It's like Daddy Dearest, Daughter
Dearest.
It's
old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 10 years old. I just found it. It's a book
one of his many books.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day by Larry King and Kaya King, read by the authors.
There you go. Yes, sir. Wow.
In the back it says... Daddy Day, Daughter Day, a true story of divorce told from a child and father's point of view in a compelling stream of consciousness that is at times funny, at times
like
sad.
His column.
Larry and Kaya King show how divorced parents and children can heal the wounds.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
So that's,
does that say divorce or divorces?
That's on tomorrow's episode.
The prospects of divorce were multifold.
Don't forget, we're going to be playing golf. We're going to be playing bowling tomorrow night.
Playing bowling.
Tomorrow night.
How many points are we going to score?
Tomorrow night.
Would you like to play bowling with me?
Don and my gutter balls at the Woodhaven Lanes in Queens.
Against the Queens aggravation.
See you there. We'd love to meet everybody. We'll start the game at 7:30. Go to WNEW.com for more information, and tomorrow on the show, the police chief of Paterson, New Jersey,
excellent, Spagnola,
will be talking about suing Scott Shannon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's all the stuff I had. Now let's get back to Buzz.
Well, the president's asking all Americans to stay alert to help the war on terrorism. Airlines are asking passengers to fight anyone who would try to endanger their flight. The folks who died in Pennsylvania stepped up before anyone asked them to, and yesterday, other airline passengers took a cue from all of this. An American Airlines jet, 162 people on board, headed from Los Angeles to Chicago. As it approached the Windy City, a man jumped out of his seat and yelled, "Look out the window! Save the Sears Tower! Save yourself!" And then he burst into the cockpit. Other passengers say he was not a terrorist, just a man having a panic attack. But
you know, I have one question about this story. Yeah. With all you've been hearing about, they were supposed to reinforce the doors, at least like with a steel bar and some of these... How did he get into the cockpit so easily?
Some, not all. And only United and American have taken the lead. And obviously, from this story, American wasn't able to get to all their jets.
Where's the Sky Marshals at?
They're not on every flight. They are back here in the Northeast Corridor, but not on every flight in America.
Okay.
You like me? You know, security.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yep.
It should be job one.
Security.
We finally did get around to bombing Afghanistan. That's great. Now let's finally get around to doing this.
Yeah.
Do the stuff at the airports and the train stations you got to do.
Exactly. Don't talk about it. Do it.
Where's the Sky Marshal? Don't know. The pilot declared an emergency. Military jets escorted flight 1328 in for a safe landing. Now appears a third employee of the tabloid newspaper The Sun has been exposed to anthrax. The FBI is looking into the report of a strange email from a graduating intern about, quote, a little present he left behind. The intern from Sudan was an exchange student at a local college. Bureau's also looking into a letter sent to the paper, actually to J-Lo, through the paper, containing a soapy, powdery substance shaped like the Star of David.
I saw some idiot on television today. It might have been Katie Couric. It was somebody on one of those morning shows. They had the story, and she looks at the camera. She goes, "It's so sad that J-Lo has to be involved in this."
Oh, God.
You know, with all she's been through. I mean, she just got married. This should be the happiest time of her life. Like, F J-Lo.
Find the psycho.
Who cares?
Both the people who handled the letter have developed anthrax. Experts say, however, the tabloid workers got the bacteria, not likely an accident. They also say that if someone was trying to wreak havoc, they were pretty incompetent about it. That now-sealed building also houses other tabloids, including the Globe, the Star, Star, the National Enquirer.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do now?
And Weekly World News. Prosecutors in Florida have changed their minds. They've decided to seek a prison sentence after all for O.J. Simpson, who's about to be tried in a case of road rage.
Juice, don't do this.
Don't rip his glasses off and scratch his face.
Juice.
Jury selection started today in a case dating back to December when Simpson got into an altercation with another motorist. As he entered the courtroom today, he turned to reporters and said, another day in paradise.
OJ.
And in sports, Dallas Cowboys rookie QB Quincy Carter will miss the next 4 weeks because of a torn left hamstring. This could just be the sports page's way of toying with Skins fans. And finally, Broadway's back to the business of trying to attract people who wouldn't normally take in a Broadway show.
Oh, that's me. I won't go, Buzz.
The latest entry is a show called Reefer Madness.
All right, I'll go with you tonight.
Based on the 1936 propaganda movie of the same name. Now, the movie was made dead serious. But in the years since, it's been played for laughs, especially at midnight showings. Now it's a Broadway show, a musical, no less, with Nev Campbell, John Cusack, and Paula Abdul. It's getting mostly good reviews.
You'd have to be high to go see that.
No, it's getting good reviews, including one.
Of course, everybody's high.
The conservative USA Today even liked it.
Oh, they smoke pot there.
What about columnist Cindy Adams?
Oh, she's a doobie head.
She's got a giant 7-foot bong.
That's right. I mean, you know, only in New York, Mom.
She calls it a cross between Rocky Horror and Leave It to Beaver. She asked Paula Abdul if anyone backstage is smoking reefer. Answer, they don't inhale. She asked John Cusack if the show made him take up the substance. His answer, I never stopped.
There you go. That's why he's your favorite actor, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You love that story, just.
We gotta go. Okay, I did all the plugs.
Yeah.
Bowling tomorrow night, Don and Mike Gutterballs, Woodhaven Lanes in Queens. We'll be talking more about that on tomorrow's episode. All that information at WNEW.com. When we come up to New York, as we are today, the greatest city in the world, we want to thank Amtrak, the Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL.
There it is.
To make a reservation. Also, thanks to Iceland Air, we'll be giving away another vacation to Iceland on tomorrow's episode. Now, call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Call 100.
Yeah, right. Call 100. What's your name?
Mike Fondy.
Mike, where are you from?
New Jersey. Listener from WNEW.
Mike, you win the same stuff the guy in prison won. Mike, you've won the Mind of the Married Man prize pack. Mind of the Married Man, a new comedy series, HBO. Watch it Thursday night at 9, 8 Eastern. But wait, there's more. You've also won the Corona prize pack. Ice cold Corona, extra Corona light. Relax and enjoy a Corona. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for having the show.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. Thanks to all the great calls we got today.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot of fun coming in and doing this every day. And we thank you very much. We will see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. Okay, that's it. Thank you, and goodbye, Buzz.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
See you on the Great White Way.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, and goodbye, Buzz. Mike?
Thank you. Goodbye, Rob. Don.
Mike.
Bye again.
And Rob?
Hey, buddy.
Okay. Throw it in the air, your hat, that is, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, now what are you trying to do, Mike?
What is I?
What is I?
I'm trying to do
it.
You big He-Man.
I'm sorry, Doc.
We will see you tomorrow with a new episode.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
sorry.
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight.
Leave you swinging.
And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.